about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
All right, enough chit chat, everyone. Please get back to work.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Have you ever had a dream that you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
This is making insanely good sense to me.
You guys won an award for your show? Really? Have they listened to you at all?
That's horrible. Or good. Full disclosure, I didn't listen to what you just said.
And now.
Whoa, you got butt slammed!
Weenie and the Butt.
In the morning.
On the radio.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. A brand new Kevin and Bean show, and it is a Wednesday morning.
I get to be Weenie, though, right?
I hope not.
You're the butt.
I'd rather not be. I mean,
should be Weenie. Come on.
Come on, though.
But seriously.
But seriously.
But I'm just saying.
But
I'm
still.
Torn. I'm not sure how I would cast
the
two of you.
How dare you?
And who's Lisa in that equation, by the way? There's no room for Lisa in there if it's Weenie in the Butt. Come on. How are you, Lisa? What's going on?
I'm good. Not much.
Are you still pulling that scam with your dog?
I got to tell you, I was looking at the requirements yesterday in terms of like vet care.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not so much a scam as really expensive.
Right.
Your dog has to have a heartworm test every year. It has to have a fecal matter test.
Ugh.
There's like a $40 fee.
Lisa decided that Boner needs to be a therapy dog. And she did that so that she could take her everywhere, or take him everywhere.
Therapy.
To the movies, the restaurants, on a plane.
Oh, that's BS.
But there's a fair amount of requirements. We're going to the vet today to try to get it all signed off. Yeah, they're serious about it.
How about that?
Apparently, they don't want your dog to get sick people sicker, which I'm like, really? He's so cute.
So it's worth...
Wait, what else matters? Look how cute that dog is.
It's worth getting other people sicker?
I'm just saying. How could he? Look how cute he is.
Yeah, if he's cute, he can't possibly get anyone sick. I agree.
Logic holds up. I got to be honest.
Just BS.
See, who needs a doctor when you got Lisa around?
Exactly.
Speaking of things I don't fully understand, we've asked Dave to try to get Miss Jackie Samuel on the show. She is in the news right now because she has started a business in Penfield, New Jersey called The Snuggery.
What's that?
The Snuggery, Lisa. For just $60 an hour, you crawl into bed with her and cuddle her.
She's cuddling. No sex. Absolutely no sex. That's the rule. Just cuddling.
Yep. No sex. No nudity allowed. It won't surprise you that most of her clients so far have been middle-aged men or older.
And this is just her that you snuggle with.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right. She said, it's not about sex. I'm very straightforward about that. Hypothetically, if someone were to get aroused, I would just communicate that that is not what we're doing. She is really...
And then the guy's supposed to tell his unit that, and his unit's going to go, F you, that's what I'm doing.
She works full-time as a real estate agent in Rochester, New York, but what she loves to do is snuggle, she said, so she thought, why not start a business? She gives people the gift of touch. She says, society tells us that material objects make us happy, but touch is what reportedly lowers your blood pressure and releases dopamine and oxytocin to make you feel better. I think a lot of people don't have someone in their life that they can receive comforting touch from on a regular basis. And the business so far has been very successful. It's been open for about a month or so, and it's apparently going real well for her.
How does she look?
You know what? She's attractive enough that you would want to get into bed with her for $60 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But maybe not if you can't bang her.
Interesting. Yeah,
she's too attractive to snuggle.
Yeah.
Only.
Yeah. I mean, she's 29. She's got a good figure. She seems nice. But it's open to anyone who can pay, by the way. She says homeless people and people who are isolated from society. I want to give them an opportunity to experience touch.
Does she shower them down first? Can you imagine?
Know. That's a good question. If they're all dirty and whatnot.
I would think you wouldn't want them crawling into the bed there. But $60 an hour. Isn't it weird to think that somebody would pay $60 an hour to lay with a stranger like that and not have, you know, any of the...
But don't you think that 90% of the people who are her clients think, well, you know...
I would
she gets into bed with me.
Maybe there's more. And I'm just not being told.
Yeah. Spooning has been the most popular so far, but aside from the standard snuggle, she says there's a book available called The Cuddle Sutra, and she's open to any of the 100 positions detailed in it.
I'd like number 69, please.
There's 100 snuggling positions?
Apparently so, yes.
We need to see what that looks like.
Wow, that's weird.
So $60 an hour is not bad.
Sorry. There you go. There's a new business for you if you're looking for, you know, you want to franchise that out and maybe get it going in Southern California. Apparently it's successful in New Jersey, so why not?
Is the
Tony
Dan
Za
allowed?
Oh, it doesn't say. That may be extra.
That's a weird business.
It is. Not for me.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
What the hell is the difference?
Well, it was different than yesterday, completely. We have comedian Adam Carolla on the program today.
Yeah.
With This Week in Rage.
Adam Carolla, I want to talk to him about his appearance on The Tonight Show last night. He was on after Jessica Biel.
Oh.
It was Jessica Biel and Adam Carolla. Now, do they share a green room? Are you all backstage hanging out in the same area before you go on? Was he like hanging out with Jessica Biel all night?
I doubt it.
Or do you just have your own dressing room and you just come directly from there and you don't interact with the other guests?
Don't you think if you're Leno, you put Adam in his own room?
If you know anything, you
right.
do.
If you want to keep him apart.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla on between Jessica Biel and Lionel Richie last night. Now he's on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Odd. Bean's Death Corner on today's program?
Yeah.
We have UFC tickets to give you with the game in about a half hour, so keep listening for that. It's coming to Staples Center on August 4th. We're going to give you some more details on this big DirecTV and Viacom battle that's been going on. Why you can't see some of your favorite channels.
I'm over it, by the way. I'm way over it at this point.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It means I'm frustrated because there's lots of channels that I like that are included in this. Look, it doesn't affect me when Dish TV takes AMC off. That's not my problem. I don't have Dish TV, okay? It doesn't affect me when channels that I don't watch are involved in these contract
right,
disputes.
Agreed.
But when you start screwing with my Comedy Central and you start screwing with my you know, my MTV and my CMT and my Spike and some of these other channels, now you're hitting me where I live.
That's funny. You've forgotten you threw in CMT. Also, if you know there's cheating going on, should you tell?
Oh, that's so difficult.
In a relationship?
Lisa, we're going to need your answer before we do the break.
Okay.
Because we didn't want to bring it up, but we may have something to discuss with you.
Oh, no.
Got a couple of witnesses in the other room. And comedian actor Donald Faison will be here.
Oh, he's the best. I love him.
So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat.
You're listening to K-Rock, the home of the Road Trip USA 2012, destination number 3. It's Lollapalooza in Chicago. We're going to be qualifying you all this week here on the Kevin and Bean Show and throughout the day on K-Rock with tickets to go see the Black Keys at Staples Center. By the way, Lollapalooza was 21 years ago this day, I think. I think today's the anniversary of the first Lollapalooza tour kicking off. Remember back when it used to be a tour?
Yeah.
Before it was just one location. It kicked off in Phoenix 21 years ago today. Jane's Addiction, of course, was the headliner. Susie and the Banshees, Living Color, Nine Inch Nails, Ice-T, the Butthole Surfers, and the Rollins Band. And it was a very different kind of show back then. There weren't, you know, now there's a million of these shows. Seems like every 3 weeks there's another big show somewhere across the country with bands we like. But back then, they were pretty rare. So it's Lollapalooza anniversary. We're going to qualify you a little bit later on the Kevin and Bean Show to go see this year's event in Chicago. Details at KRock.com.
So it was a great venue because it's in the park right on the city line, right on the water, one side. And then on the other side is just the whole city of Chicago.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, it's the best.
It's beautiful.
What a city. Did you go to the Bean when you were there, by the way? Was the Bean there when last time you went to Lollapalooza?
I've never heard of that.
The Bean is that it looks like a bean. It's a big giant silver, you know, mirrored structure that's right down there in the park. It's huge. It's like 40 feet long or something
like that.
What
is it?
It's a piece of public art.
Yeah, did Kevin go to public art? Is that what you're asking?
Well, you can't
art.
Miss it.
I think we may have walked by it.
He missed it.
Is it in Millennium Square? I think Dave just said my headphones. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, I think that's right. I think that's right.
But everybody goes. I saw it and I said, that's dumb, and kept walking.
It's hugely popular because everybody goes and takes a picture because you can take your picture of yourself, you know, being reflected in the mirror, and then the entire skyline of Chicago is behind you. It's actually beautifully constructed, and it's so smooth and so pretty.
Okay.
So you passed.
I need to go then. A little matter of being pregnant is not enough to keep Megan Fox from cruising around in sky-high heels. I like this.
All right.
I like this. So she's pregnant. So what? Us Weekly features pictures of her and Brian Austin Green going to church. And apparently she's in super high F me heels.
Well, that is appropriate.
That's how she got pregnant, Kevin.
That is how she got pregnant. But I like to see that she's still walking around that way and to church.
Yeah.
In those heels.
God bless her.
Where every single man in church was like, please, God, please help me, God. Please help me, God. Please don't look. Don't look.
I did the pay-per-view on the Friends with Kids movie. It's finally available this weekend that Megan Fox was in last year. Remember that movie? It had John Hamm. It was like a bridesmaids reunion. It had Kristen Wiig in it and Maya Rudolph, John Hamm.
I remember it was on. I never saw it.
Yeah, and we had Adam Scott in to promote it, who's the star of the movie. Megan Fox is in it, and she's not real, right? I mean, she's animatronic or something. It's ridiculous. When she comes on the screen, it's like everybody else is a human, and she's some sort of super being.
Yeah,
like she doesn't look like she's the same species as everybody else in that movie.
There are certain people that when they walk on the screen, you can't focus on anybody or anything else.
Yeah.
And she's one of them.
It's crazy, and she's a sex maniac in the movie, too, on top of it.
What's the name of it? I'm sorry?
Friends with kids.
Friends with benefits.
She's ridiculous.
Kids. Sorry.
Everybody is talking about the big announcement yesterday. They had teased it just the day before that they would have something new for us at Coachella.com. And yesterday afternoon, they unveiled what it is. The SS Coachella. It's a cruise. They're taking Coachella onto the water, ladies and gentlemen.
No kidding.
The first is a three-day tour of the Bahamas. It sets sail on December the 16th. The second leaves December the 19th, also from Fort Lauderdale, and spends 4 days getting to Jamaica and then returning. They have bands lined up already, including Hot Chip, Pulp, Yesayer, Girl Talk, Sleigh Bells, LCD Sound Systems, James Murphy's going to do a DJ set, and many, many others. I think... Please don't quote me on this. Go to Coachella.com or KROQ.com to confirm. But I think this Saturday morning at 10 is when the tickets go on sale for this. And like everything else they do, I'm sure this is going to be enormously successful. These cruises are huge business now. People love them. People love the opportunity to go out on a cruise, which is fun anyway. And then you also get to rub shoulders with the bands that you like.
That'd be pretty cool, really.
I mean, we've seen how successful it's been with Weezer and some of the, I think 311 maybe has done it too, some of the other bands that do it. But, I mean, Coachella, man, they're just on fire with new ideas.
First, they do two weekends in a row. Now they're taking a cruise.
Yep.
It's going to be Coachella year-round.
Yep.
Let's see here. Janet Jackson apparently is playing it safe. TMZ has got some pictures of her sunbathing off the coast of Italy. And she must have known that the paparazzi were watching.
Yes.
Because she was sunbathing off the coast of Italy dressed in a black long sleeve shirt, slacks, and a matching top hat.
That is not sunbathing.
While the
That's
person,
not sunbathing at all.
While the person next to her was just in a swimsuit.
Is Janet in her fat phase right now? Is
Could
that
be.
The problem?
I don't know.
Because you know how she does.
I haven't seen the pictures, but I'm with Bean and with Lisa that if you're wearing a top hat, that's not sunbathing.
No.
I don't know of any celebrity whose weight goes up and down more than Janet Jackson's, by the way.
That's true.
She can look Rolling Stone magazine unbelievable, and then you see her a week later, and she's Jessica Simpson. I don't know how she's up and down so much.
And
it's
I don't
crazy.
Know how it doesn't affect her body. Like, how does she spring back and still look so good?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly. I don't understand any of the words in this story, but I'm going to read it because I know there are tons of Hunger Games fans out there. Lisa, maybe you can translate for me.
Okay.
But apparently it is, there are a couple of plum roles that are up for the sequel, Catching Fire, which is being cast now. All of your favorites are coming back. Joss Hutcherson is coming back. Liam Hemsworth, Lenny Kravitz, Elizabeth Banks, Stanley Tucci, Donald Sutherland, Woody Harrelson. They'll all be back in the sequel. Jennifer Lawrence, of course, once again, is going to play Katniss. But there's a role for a guy named Finnick O'Dare. He's apparently a very big deal. This is a very significant role in the movie.
Yes.
Sound right to you, Lisa?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while since I read the book, but I think he's one of the contestants in the Hunger Game, in the second game.
They have, there's been tons of big names that have been thrown out there. Taylor Kitsch was going to be doing it for a while. A bunch of other actors were. And apparently the guy who got it is Sam Claflin is his name. Sam Claflin.
Claflin!
He is a British actor who was one of the stars of Snow White and The Huntsman.
Oh.
So apparently he's going to be the guy. Daily Variety says he is going to be getting the part, and this is one of the plum parts in the film. Also, Amanda Plummer has been cast as the role of Wyrus, a former tribute who becomes an ally to Katniss. Like I said, I don't know anything about the Hunger Games. I'm sure this is significant. I'm sure this is big news. That's why I wanted to pass it along, but
Thank
there
you.
Are your actors. Sam Claflin and Amanda Plummer. That's who's going to be joining for Catching Fire.
This is day two of Arnold Schwarzenegger has ended his marriage with Maria Shriver. Second day. Usually on the first day you hear, he was caught with a 25-year-old making out.
Right.
And then the next day you hear either he's sorry or they were just at a business meeting. you know, it's always a denial.
They deny it. They back away from it.
Not this time. Apparently, it's just he's with the 25-year-old, and he does not want Maria Shriver around anymore.
Wow.
Well, that's a way to do it.
There are certain couples where I don't think I would like either of them. You know what I mean? Like, you look at her and you go, she seems too serious, too angry all the time. No thanks. Then you look at him and go, philanderer. If that's what he wants to be, fine.
Right.
But probably pretty self-centered.
I don't know why
she
would
either of them
ever want him back.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because he's never been trustworthy and she's kind of put her head in the sand.
Yeah,
maybe that's
true.
Why she's so angry, Kevin.
That could be because her head's in the sand?
Yeah.
Well, I think when you find out your husband, you know, knocked up the housekeeper, I think maybe that does make you angry.
Well, yeah, but she seemed like that her whole life to me.
He's been cheating on her whole life.
Well, that's true. I mean, I don't know him personally, but I don't know who to root for. I don't have anyone to root for in this particular relationship.
Exactly. All right.
Except for the 25-year-old. I'm in on her.
Her you're with.
Yeah.
Hey, before we get to celebrity birthdays here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we are going to give away tickets to what coming up next? We want people to call, right?
Yep. UFC 4. This is UFC on Fox 4.
Okay.
So we want people to call. It's going to be Lick Lisa that you're going to have to play to win the tickets.
Woo!
It's coming up on August 4th at Staples Center. So if you want to go to UFC 4, give us a call, 1-800-520-106.
This could be the best Lick Lisa ever. I'm so excited. For UFC on Fox 4, live at Staples Center on Saturday, August 4th. You know, the contest we've been doing earlier this week, you have to really kind of know your UFC a little bit to win. This one, anyone can win and still get to go to a great live event. 1-800-520-1067 if you want to. Lick Lisa.
Can you lick Lisa?
Yeah.
I think you'll find it's hard.
Yeah.
But if you do lick Lisa...
Yeah.
Something hot's waiting for you.
Yeah.
Lick, lick Lisa. Lick, lick Lisa.
Yeah.
Lick, lick Lisa. Lick, lick Lisa. Lick, lick Lisa. Lick, lick Lisa.
One rule.
But keep clear of her vagina.
What? Aww, and that is a very important rule today.
That's mean.
Funny Brad is back today.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad Williams.
What's going on, everybody?
Filling for showbiz, and I'd just like to tell you what happened during the song was that we said, oh, Brad, you're going to lick Lisa if she gets them wrong. And then she said, are you going to get up on the chair? And he said, nope, I'm going to lick what's right in front of me.
Yeah.
But then we heard that rule, that extra rule.
What? What? The rule, the last rule. You can't lick, you know.
Yeah.
Where you want to. This is this is why I said it's going to be the best Lick Lisa ever, because Brad is just going to lick away.
Yeah.
So here's the way the game is played. Kevin is going to be asking a question today. The answer is always going to be a number, okay? You, the caller, are going to. Lisa's going to make a guess, and then you, the caller, are going to tell everybody whether you think that number is right on or whether the correct answer is higher or lower. If you are right, if you lick Lisa, then Brad literally licks Lisa, and you go into the drawing to win your UFC tickets. Did
Woo-hoo!
I explain that correctly? Are we all on board now?
I believe so.
When do I lick Lisa?
Just hold on. Just wait for a minute. All right, being the first one, you don't have the answer yet, so we'll have Beer Mug Dinger buzz that one. Let's start with Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hey, what's up?
Calling for the UFC tickets at Staples Center?
Yep.
All right, here's Lick Lisa. Mauricio Shogun Hua came to the UFC and knocked out Lyoto the Dragon Machida to capture the light heavyweight championship at UFC 113. Speaking of dragons, the Komodo dragon is one of the best-known types of dragons. In the last 20 years, Lisa, how many humans have been killed by Komodo dragons?
Ooh, killed.
In the last 20 years.
Ooh. Oh. I'm going to say 30.
30 is her answer. Is that exactly right, or is the real answer higher or lower, Sean?
Higher.
Sorry, it's lower. It's only 12.
Wow. Yeah, that was a terrible guess, Sean.
Damn you, Sean!
Sorry.
Now you're taking boob out of Brad's mouth now,
yeah.
when you're bad.
You're not going to get into heaven for that.
Remember Sharon Stone's boyfriend, was attacked by a Komodo dragon at the San Francisco Zoo a couple years ago.
Didn't he lose a toe or something?
Yeah,
I think so.
Chewing his foot.
Yeah.
You're right.
Those Komodo dragons mean business when they attack.
Yeah, they're tough. They're tough. All right, we move on now to Joey. He is on line two, joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show for Lick Lisa. Hi, Joe. You ready to play?
Heck yeah, I'm going to let the midget lick Lisa.
There you go.
It's up to you, man.
I like that he's more excited about that than he is about UFC at Staples Center.
Absolutely.
All right, Ryan Darth Vader is fighting Lyoto the Dragon Machida. Darth Vader was the villain in the 6 Star Wars movies. To date, how much money worldwide have all of the Star Wars movies made?
Oh, my God.
Worldwide. Stop breathing. Joey.
He's doing his Darth Vader.
Oh, I see.
A $500 million.
$500 million. Is the actual number higher or lower? Or the higher. Or the same. Higher is correct.
Yeah.
It's $4.5 billion.
$4.5 billion.
Almost $5 billion, Lisa. So you're only off by 90%, but good job.
Brad's making
you're
his
so
way
judgmental.
Over. Oh, back of the shoulder, kind of the back of the right arm. She enjoyed that.
Why did Dave get the heebie-jeebies?
Joey is in the drawing. Let's put him on hold on line two. And
Lisa was fine with it. Dave was very creeped out by that.
Yeah, what the hell?
And I think Dave is just jealous that it's not him.
Let's try Brian on line three. Hi, Brian. You ready to play Lick Lisa for UFC tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good luck. Listen up. Remember, Lisa answers first.
Fighter Nam Phan, who's great, by the way, is from Garden Grove, and he's fighting Cole Miller. Garden Grove is a poorly named city in Los Angeles. The Crystal Cathedral is located in Garden Grove and had to claim bankruptcy in 2010, selling the business to the Catholic Church. The United States is fourth in the world in Catholic population.
Stop it!
Approximately how many Catholics are in the United States, Lisa May?
Oh, God, I hate these questions.
You love them.
10 million. I don't know.
No, not in L.A., in the U.S.
So should I be higher?
No, you have to stick with 10.
It's not fair if you laugh. Brian might be as stupid as I am.
I'm definitely going to say more.
More is correct. Yes, 77.7 million.
Well, that's too many.
More like and where, I'm in Garden Grove right now.
Oh, he's coming.
Oh, you're in Garden Grove.
I knew he was.
Oh, Brad climbed up on the chair now and is going back and neck.
Nice.
Woo! Nice with
now
the
I know why he has threesomes.
Yeah.
He's got skills, doesn't he? All right. Brian is also in the drawing. Let's see what Chris gets for us here on line four. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Lick Lisa. Good luck.
Mad flavor.
Are you ready? Jamie C4 Varner is on the card at Staples Center. C4 is a powerful explosive used mainly in war. The United States is at war right now with Iraq and Afghanistan. Currently, approximately, how many soldiers are in Iraq and Afghanistan?
God, stop it.
Stop what? I'm supposed to ask you questions with numbers. You're supposed to be able to guess.
I don't know.
Round figure, just approximately.
400,000.
400,000 is her answer. All right. Is the real answer higher or lower, Chris, or the same?
I'm going lower.
Lower is correct. It's 120,000.
There's a lot of licking going on here today, by the way.
Darn right!
Brad's very happy.
Well,
and
I'm
Lisa
not,
seems
I'm
very
upset,
happy, too.
Lisa's very happy. Oh, she's throwing the game. Arm. All right. Went right with the arm. You heard Lisa.
Right.
Brad's so happy.
I am.
Give me another number.
Let's try, where are we at? Shane now? Shane on line five?
Hi, Shane.
We're at Shane.
I'm starting to enjoy this, Lisa.
Two.
Phil Davis.
Two.
I mean, that's a question
Whatever.
Yet. Phil Davis, Mr. Wonderful, is from Pennsylvania. Hershey, Pennsylvania is the home of Hershey chocolate. How many Hershey's chocolate bars are made every year for sale in the United States? Stop hitting your head on the microphone. How many Hershey's chocolate bars are made every year?
I eat 100,000, so I'm going to say 20 million.
20 million. All right, Shane, is the real answer higher, lower, or is 20 million right on? Nope, it's higher. You are correct. It's 264 million.
Oh, for goodness
sakes. Based on it being a Hershey's chocolate bar question, Brad, does that influence where you're going to live?
Hey.
It doesn't talk about that. Oh, he's going front neck.
Yeah.
They're practically making out at this point.
Wow.
I think we may only have time for one more question, Kevin.
I've got Lisa May pregnant.
And it's going to be
Jay Moore?
Gilbert. Gilbert is on line six. He's our final contestant for Lick Lisa.
Hey, Gilbert.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
All right, Lisa, speaking of numbers that you'll never get, this is the one that Bean says he'll write you a check for $1 million.
What do you think?
There's
right.
no way.
If you're close on this one, I will literally write you a check for $1 million. So good luck.
I don't think it's possible for anybody to answer this question, but all you have to do is answer and the guy has to say higher or lower.
Well, it must not be a low number.
Matt Meathead Mitchell used to play football for the New York Giants and the Minnesota Vikings before he became a fighter. Vikings were seafaring warriors that snuck up on their enemies by boat. Lisa, your question is, how many gallons of water are in the ocean?
Oh.
How many gallons of water are in the ocean?
500 million billion trillion.
I don't know. We have to figure this out.
That might be higher or lower.
That might be right.
That
actually might be right. I don't know. What did you say?
500 million billion trillion.
I don't think million billion trillion is right. And I don't know if what he's going to say, high or lower, is correct, because it's more than my mind can.
Your answer is very confusing, Lisa.
Let's go with 500 trillion.
500 trillion.
Okay, that we can understand. Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Is it higher or lower, or is that the exact right answer, Gilbert?
Lower?
Lower.
Oh, how sad.
Damn you! I was going to finish it off!
Here's the actual answer. 343 quintillion gallons. I don't know that I've ever heard of the word quintillion, or put another way.
Nor have I.
It's 343 quintillion, 423 quadrillion, 668 trillion, 428 billion, 484,680. I don't know. It's just, it's too many
way,
numbers.
Way more than 500 million.
All right. Yeah, I'm not good.
Sorry.
So sadly, no more licking in the game, but we do have two UFC on Fox winners for the event coming up in August at Staples Center. Joey, Brian, Chris, and Shane, I think, are all in the drawing. Only two can win, Lisa. Who are they going to be?
I had Brad do the drawing.
Yeah. Luck of the midget. It's going to be Chris and Joey.
Yeah.
Chris, congratulations. You're going.
I'm going.
Yep, you're nicely going. Done. And Joey, congratulations, you're going.
Yeah!
And thanks for playing Lick Lisa.
Lick, Lick Lisa, Lick, Lick Lisa, but keep clear of her.
Actor, comedian Donald Faison in the studio today. We have Adam Carolla on the program. What's going on with DirecTV and Viacom, and why can't you see any of your favorite shows? All that coming up this morning on The Kevin and Bean Show.
Good.
First, though, how about a brand new Bean's Death Corner?
Hey, everybody, gather all the kiddies around the radio. It's time for Bean's Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray.
There's something wrong in his head. Death.
We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I love death.
I'm always pleased when I hear from parents, by the way, who listen to the Kevin and Bean Show in the car with their kids. And the kids seem to love the Bean's Death Corner theme song. It's very, very popular with the younger set. They like to sing along.
And that probably makes their parents very unhappy.
I feel very good about that. Yeah. We've got a couple of recurring themes in the Bean's Death Corner stories that we've seen similar to these, but they still keep happening. Linda Chase, 72, is the latest one in Jackson, Michigan, who was discovered that she was living with a corpse. Her man friend died in December of 2010, you guys.
What?
He died of natural causes at 67. They found out eventually that he was still dressed and still sitting in the Barca Lounger and still watching NASCAR every weekend with Linda.
Are you ever getting up?
Are you serious?
How long did it take him to find him?
December of 2010
Till
is
now?
When he died, until this past week, yes. It's a bizarre case. There's no other way of describing it, says Mark Bloomer, Jackson County's chief assistant prosecutor. Apparently, the woman decided to keep him around, and this is, you know, again, a common theme, because she was cashing his Social Security and his pension checks and his veterans benefits. And she also said, by the way, when the police came in, that she didn't want to be alone, that she enjoyed the company, and that he wasn't that much trouble. And no, in case you're wondering, she says he didn't smell bad.
He had to. There's no way not to.
Yeah, it's a decomposing corpse.
Maybe she just couldn't smell.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, look, that first few months had to be kind of pungent, I would imagine.
Kind of. And is it just creepy?
Yeah.
I don't know. It would be weird to walk into your house and have a corpse be propped up in the chair next to the TV. It really, it's not something I think I would get used to very much, but it apparently worked for them.
It might be best if you just let it go. Okay.
They called me
authorities. They lasted longer than a lot of couples, by the way.
Called the authorities. Maybe 6 months into the death. Maybe pick up the phone.
Here's a strange story. I don't think I've seen this one before. A local villager from Hanshan, China, did not return home for lunch from her work, as she does on a daily basis. So the husband goes out looking for her. A few minutes of searching later, he comes across a large python with a belly so full it could not move. The husband knew immediately that his wife had been eaten by the giant snake on her way home from work and went off to find local villagers to help. Well, sure enough, they shot the snake in the head, they cut the snake open, and they found the man's wife inside the snake's stomach, but not in time, and she did not survive the ordeal.
Wow.
Look, we've all got problems. We've all got something to worry about. We don't have to worry about getting jumped by a python and swallowed whole on our way home for lunch today. That's not a fear that we have.
And then the dude trying to go, I don't know, does that look like my wife or not? I mean, the hips, sure, let me feel.
By the way, this particular story did have photos. This one is real. I saw pictures of them opening up the snake, and there's the dude's wife.
I do not love death like Bean.
Borger, Texas. Fire official says a 73-year-old man died in an apartment fire after his cigarette ignited what, kids? A home oxygen supply used to help him breathe. Every single time we do Death's Corner, this happens. Autopsy reports show an initial flash fire burned his throat and lungs. Now, and I was thinking about this. Are they people who just don't understand that fire plus, you know, that cigarettes plus oxygen equals you die of fire? Or are there people who just, they have to smoke so much that they're willing to take that risk and they just think it's not going to happen to them?
That's hard to say, but I would guess they don't understand. I mean, it doesn't matter if
or
you need a cigarette.
Or they don't believe it because they've been doing it for months nothing's happened.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you just get lucky. I mean, it's like these people who smoke when they're pumping gas. You know, they always think, oh, it's not going to happen to me. But occasionally you do see flames go up.
Wait a minute. You can't smoke when you pump gas?
I'm afraid not, no.
That's crazy.
The fire was out by the time the firefighters arrived, but the man was dead. Fireman said, smoking while on oxygen is just never, ever a good idea. And I don't know how we can make that more clear here on Bean's Death Corner. I can't tell you how many of those stories we've done.
Look, it's clear enough. I think most people know.
A 12-year-old Texas girl ran over and killed her mother after mistakenly stepping on the accelerator instead of the brake in the family's SUV in Texas Wednesday night. The mother of six said that she had parked her Chevrolet Suburban in the driveway of their house, and then when she got out, she decided she wanted to move it closer to the garage, so she asked her daughter to get into the driver's seat and move it forward a little bit.
How old?
12.
Oh,
wow. Hit the accelerator instead of the brake, knocked mom down to the concrete, and ran over her, and she died at the scene.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No bueno, right?
No bueno.
You can never get over that.
Here's a story from Britain.
No bueno and no mas.
No mom.
Here's a story from Britain. Two prisoners in Franklin Prison in Durham, England, have been sentenced by a judge for life in prison. They're both in jail. One's in jail for murder. The other's in jail for attempted murder. And they decided, because we've talked about this before, that if you are convicted of any kind of a crime involving children, you are low man on the totem pole when you go to prison. Well, there was a child rapist in jail that they decided to exact a little bit of revenge on. So they killed him in jail, then disemboweled him with the intention of eating his liver.
What?
That's revenge, I guess. I'm really mad at this guy, and I'm going to show him. Well, even though they were already in prison, one of them for life, by the way, have now been sentenced to additional sentences in prison because they killed a fellow inmate. So,
who's hungry?
Yeah, no kidding. And finally, they say you don't know what you've got till it's gone. This is a great story. Val Patterson is his name, 59 years old in Salt Lake City, Utah. He died of throat cancer. There's nothing extraordinary about his death, but his obituary has gone viral, because he has admitted to many things that a lot of people did not know about this man before he died. For instance, in his obituary, he says, he wrote it before he died. He said, I am the guy who stole the safe from the View Drive-In back in June of 1971.
Full confession. I love it.
He also said that his PhD from the University of Utah was not legitimate, and an office worker allegedly made a filing error that resulted in him mistakenly receiving the diploma. By the way, he has used that for his job for all of these years. He was not a doctor, did not have the degree, said never even learned what the letters PhD stood for. He said, although he did, you know, he knew how to do his job, and you have to admit I did a good job even though I didn't have the credentials. He also says that he admitted to a really mean park ranger. Yes, I confess, it was me that filled the park's geyser with rocks. He also said in his obituary that he had been banned for life from both Disney World and SeaWorld in San Diego.
What?
But he did not specify why. And then he just went on and said he had a great life, he loves his wife, and he's going to miss everybody. The only regret he has, he wished he hadn't smoked because now he's dying of throat cancer. But it's very rare to see somebody, A, write his own obituary, and B, confess up to all the bad things that he did and leave kind of everybody with a smile on his face.
You want to be remembered as a good guy.
Hey, exactly, I think he's proud that he got away with that safe.
Could be.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Whether you knew him or not, Patterson's readers, the article says, are left with one solid piece of advice in the obituary. If you want to live forever, then don't stop breathing like I did, is what he said.
That's good advice.
Well done, sir. And that is an all-new Beans Death Corner.
That was Beans Death Corner.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death.
Leonardo Herrera from Chino just won his tickets for the Black Keys and is qualified for K-Rock Road Trip USA 2012 Destination Number 3, which is Black Keys at Lollapalooza in Chicago, along with a lot of other great bands. By the way, you should be not only going to the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, you should be always checking out KevinandBean.com or KRock.com and also following Kevin and Bean on Twitter. We are at Kevin and Bean. And the reason I mention that particularly right now is because Dave just tweeted out a photo from Lick Lisa from a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And how sad that Lisa is wearing kind of a low-cut top today, which she doesn't often do. Yet Brad's not tall enough to reach that when it comes to licking. How sad is he's down there around the elbows. He can't get up to where the goods are.
There was another lick that was more in that area, and I don't know why that didn't make the picture.
That picture didn't get taken, and I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's not as funny.
That could
well,
be.
Well, yeah. You got to check out this photo. I think Brad looks like he's nibbling on your fingers like a little rabbit with some lettuce.
It was very sweet.
But follow us on Twitter at Kevin and Bean. Adam Carolla coming up later on today's Kevin and Bean show, as he does with This Week in Rage. I happened to catch him on Dr. Drew's HLN show the other night.
Here's what I love about Dr. Drew on HLN. That's like his grown-up show.
Uh-huh.
And so he sort of has to take everything seriously and be sort of, you know...
Yeah, it's not Love Line. Right. Exactly.
It's right. Got to be a professional because it's on CNN, for God's sakes.
Exactly, yes. Adam was on, and I've rarely seen Dr. Drew crack up as much as he did when something came up as Adam and Dr. Drew were talking to a caller.
What's up?
I got a question for you. The other day I had heard on television from an addiction specialist that he says sexual addiction is not really an addiction because of the fact that you don't have the sweating and the vomiting and the withdrawals. And
people wrestle. He's never then really dealt with sexual addiction because true sexual addiction, people go through withdrawal. It's not the same intensity of withdrawal as with, say, with a drug, a chemical. But people, have you ever known anybody that has this? When people get it, it's awful.
Well,
like a real deal sexual addiction.
But here's the deal. When you...
All right. Anytime Adam says, here's the deal, right. You know it's about to not be the deal. It's so funny that Dr. Drew does everything he can to be serious, but then once you let Adam in on the conversation, now you're not giving advice. Now you're just clowning around, right?
Absolutely.
When you are on heroin and then you try to kick heroin,
no doubt.
You go cold turkey,
yeah.
But do you ever really go cold jerky?
You
know what I mean? There is,
I know what you mean.
I got a little methadone.
All right, this is how the thing devolved.
Dr. Drew is already scared right there. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Yes. Once he heard cold jerky, already Drew's starting to laugh too much inside for CNN. Adam's nowhere near being done.
And I smuggled it into the building.
I understand.
You know where I hid it? In my sack.
Okay, now Adam's talking about his sack, and Drew is getting very uncomfortable because, again, not appropriate for CNN.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
So, have you ever really have to kick?
It's like an eating disorder.
You have the internet, dude. Do you not?
There's like an eating disorder. Eventually, you have to eat, and they have something called a circle plan where there are certain behaviors.
Circle what?
Plan.
All right. This is where it goes completely off
the
rail.
This is where Dr. Drew's dumb.
Yeah,
right here.
He said circle plan.
He's the smartest man in the world, but you don't say the word circle to Adam.
Right, exactly.
Behavior
circle
thing.
What?
Plan. Just
okay.
Easy.
Is that some frat thing?
Easy.
Who eats the cookie?
Okay. All right. Is that some frat thing? Who eats the cookie is what Carolla said. Drew is gone at this point.
When you do the circle plan. Am I confused? So I saw this frat.
No,
I wasn't.
Stop.
All right, I didn't go to college.
Stop.
Keep going. I need you to stop.
I need you to stop. And Drew is laughing so hard he could barely tell Adam to stop.
How many dudes in the circle?
Circle.
And how's this going to help?
Oh, my God. So they have a plan, and you can't do, and certain things you're allowed to do, and so eventually they get the things that are in the inner of the circle, inside the circle, that they can bring to the outer parts of the circle and regain their behavior, just like with the eating disorder, they can eventually eat normally. It's just, trust me, it's a construct. It's not worth arguing whether it exists or doesn't exist. The people that suffer from it, you know it, there is withdrawal, and it does help people to construct it that way. I'm not going to let you say another word, because I'm going to calls. I'm going to go to break. You got me all flustered, and then more calls after this. So here we go.
I want to go to a circle.
I want to go to a circle. Whatever.
All right, Anderson, we don't need you. This is
going to help. He's not on the Drew show?
Sorry.
Poor Drew. Okay. All right, we got to go.
Anderson, we got to go.
It was circle plan anyway, by the way. It's not what you picked. On Twitter, he is Funny Brad. His website is bradwilliamscomedy.com. Our good friend Brad is filling in for Ralph Garman again today on the Showbiz Beat. How are you, young man?
I'm doing great.
You had some Lisa May for breakfast. That was a nice start to the day.
Yeah. Eat your Wheaties and Lisa May.
Yeah.
It works out. Good vitamins, good minerals. A Ralph Garman fan dropped off a T-shirt at my house today, and I'm wearing it today. It says, Brad sucks.
Oh, that's nice. we have the nicest listeners.
No, you know, we have the funniest listeners. For somebody to make a t-shirt like that, that rules.
I did some research, and they're actually a band.
Is that right?
There's a band called Brad Sucks. I didn't hear any of their albums, but they
you
have
should
more,
be in it.
I know. They have more t-shirts, and I'm going to order all of them.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, thank you to that fan, and I don't know how he knew where I live. That's kind of creepy.
That is kind of creepy,
and
by the way.
Right size, too. He's been checking you out.
Adult small. Come on.
That's not a tough call.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a body on that shirt, by the way.
There is. Yeah. This may be one of the best show business stories ever.
Wow.
That's what I'm going to say. Okay. Ever. Now, we all know that this week, it's nothing but Batman. Batman.
Can't wait. Friday.
Dark Knight Rises comes out Friday. It's going to own the box office. It's going to crush everything. It may even beat the Avengers. But everyone's hopping on this Batman train. Everyone wants to talk about it because that's what everyone's talking about,
right.
including conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh.
What? He's talking about Batman?
Rush Limbaugh, my friends, we need to talk about Batman. Rush is claiming that the liberal media has named the Batman villain Bane. They named the villain Bane because it's going to hurt Mitt Romney.
What's the tie-in?
Mitt Romney, as some of you may know, Kevin, obviously you follow politics.
Not at all.
Mitt Romney used to run a company called Bane Capital.
Oh, I see. So he thinks they're doing it to hurt him?
Exactly.
What a dumbass.
He thinks that the liberal media, that Obama was in the room with Christopher Nolan going, how can we help me? I know. Let's name the character Bane. What he doesn't realize, Bane, as everyone knows, debuted in 1993.
How did they know?
In the comics.
Yeah.
So,
how did they know Mitt Romney was going to run this year? That's foresight right
there. That's some Freemasonry right there. That's some secret society.
That's the Illuminati.
I
don't know what Rush is going to do. Is he going to go attack all these other superhero movies? Is he going to claim that X-Men Origins Wolverine was to help the campaign of Obamacare because Wolverine could heal himself?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because Wolverine can heal himself, obviously trying to make people think of Obamacare, which you don't even have to pay for. You just automatically heal yourself, and that's going to help him get reelected. F you, Rush. Come on.
I got to tell you, that's so dumb. I don't think he believes it.
I don't think he does either.
Really?
He just says it.
I think he just says
people
stuff
won't
to
check it out.
Fire people up or whatever.
But, I mean, this is an election year.
Yeah.
There should be plenty of things for him to talk about. Plenty of topics, plenty of issues that his fan base wants to know about.
They want to know about the villain in Batman and how it's going to hurt Mitt Romney.
My friends, Magic Mike. Magic Mike is a movie that the liberals put upon us to push their gay marriage agenda. That's what they did. I mean, how could you not support gay marriage with those gyrating hips, those flush pecs, six-pack abs?
Rush, how many times have you seen Magic Mike?
19 times, wearing sweatpants every time. This has got to be my favorite story of all time.
Yeah, that's why I hate politics right there. That's why I hate it.
It's because Bane's the villain.
No, it's because they try to work everything to their angle.
Sure,
absolutely.
Let's get right to celebrity birthdays, everyone. Actor James Brolin, 72 today. Virgin owner Richard Branson. I think he's now trying to save the whale shark.
He's still a virgin?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's still a virgin. 62, billionaire.
Wow.
Still a virgin.
I think he could get laid.
Who knew? Television personality Wendy Williams is 48. Vin Diesel is 45. His biceps are only 5 years old, though. And rapper MIA and her famous middle finger are 37 today. Oh, my favorite actress, Kristen Bell. Kristen Bell.
She's so hot.
From Gossip Girl, Veronica Mars is 32. I hope she's celebrating with her sloth.
House of Lies from HBO recently.
Oh, yeah. It's a great show.
Yeah,
great show.
So good.
Actor Chase Crawford is 27. I'm Brad Williams. Night pitter-patter on the show biz.
I'm just saying no Daily Show, no peace. Who's with me? Come on.
I'm saying no South Park, no peace.
Yeah, right? No Tosh.
That's right.
No, no MTV, whatever they've got on.
I'm saying there's
a lot of shows on a lot of channels that I'm not seeing as a DirecTV guy.
No, America's Best Dance Crew, no peace. Who's with me?
Here's my fear, and you're listening to the Kevin DeBeach show here on the world famous K-Rock Wednesday morning, 7:08. Here's my fear. these disputes happen all the time. I mean, every few months, there's another dispute between some sort of a satellite or cable provider and some sort of a network. And usually they get resolved fairly quickly. But every once in a while, like in the case of G4 that they took off my DirecTV like a year and a half ago, they just never come back. I haven't seen G4 in a year and a half, Kevin.
Yeah.
And that's my big fear now that we're talking about some real channels here with Spike and Comedy Central and CMT and MTV and VH1 and Nickelodeon. I mean, there's a lot of channels involved in this Viacom dispute. And I don't know who to be mad at. I don't know who to write a strongly worded letter to. And that's why we wanted to get somebody on who could shed some light on this. Michael Schneider joins us. He is the L.A. Bureau Chief of TV Guide Magazine. Mr. Schneider, welcome, sir. How are you?
Kevin, Bean, Lisa May.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. How's it going?
Right. It's going great, man.
I saw Ralph at Comic-Con the other day. He was sporting that beard looking very professorial. I thought maybe Sex U was back in fashion.
Nope, unfortunately, that is not the case.
He, that beard, it's weird on Ralph. It looks weird on Ralph, I think.
He's just trying it out to see what it looks like.
It's strangely distinguished. But anyway, I'm sorry. That's not right. The point.
I'm glad you're on because, as you heard me say when we brought you on, Michael, I didn't think the G4 thing was going to last more than a few weeks or a month. And here we are a year and a half later. I still don't have that show. And that's the channel that has the sexy European lady show that I used to like so much. So they're off my they're off my grid. This is terrible. This is terrible, though. These are real channels that people watch, and DirecTV is a huge provider. Where are we? What's the problem?
There's 26 channels, by the way, including a bunch of the ones that Bean has mentioned. 26 channels.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has become a real problem. I mean, if you have Dish TV, you haven't had AMC in a while. You missed the Breaking Bad opening a few days ago, too. These disputes are becoming more and more common because programming is becoming more and more expensive, and everyone wants to charge more for it. At some point, our cable bills are going to be $300 a month, and no one wants that. So it's a mess.
Now, let us ask you, because we've had this conversation many times. We don't know who to be mad at. Is DirecTV being unreasonable? Is Viacom being unreasonable? What's happening here? Are they both?
They both have their arguments. You kind of got to be mad at both of them. It's sort of mutually assured destruction, and at some point, it's going to actually harm both of them because it's going to force more people to just cut the cable altogether and just start watching TV online. In this case, it seems like Viacom probably more than DirecTV only because they actually pulled the signals from DirecTV.
Oh, usually it's DirecTV that cuts the feed of whoever it is. This is Viacom saying you can no longer have our programming?
Right, exactly. You can no longer have our programming, and basically they're looking to increase their fees about 30%. So DirecTV is saying, no, that's too much. Viacom's saying, well, wait a minute. The reason why people subscribe to DirecTV is they want our programming. They want Jon Stewart. They want MTV. And so you ought to pay for it.
My cable bill is going to go up again.
Yeah, and at some point, our cable bills are getting to the point where it's too much. And that's where people start to talk about what they call a la carte pricing, or maybe we should just pay individually for cable networks, but then that opens up a whole new can of worms. So it's a mess all over the place.
Let me ask you this. Give me a bigger picture view of this, if you would, Michael, and that is, are DirecTV and Viacom both making tons of money, or are they in a position now because of the changing economy and how expensive everything is where they're just barely hanging on and they really need this to continue?
Well, they're making tons of money, but it's getting less so. Things are changing. Programming costs more than ever, especially sports rights, which isn't the case with these channels. But, that's part of the problem is that you've got networks like ESPN that charges about $5 per subscriber. So that's taken up a big chunk of cable bills. So it's costing more for that. And then there's also this concern that down the line, there really is some real pressure from online and from other platforms that at some point people really are going to stop subscribing to cable or to satellite.
You know, it's funny because I made a reference on the air a couple of days ago to my frustration with this because I don't get the channels. And I had more than one listener who wrote to me and said, who cares? Just watch it on Hulu. I mean, there are a lot of people, and I'm sure you know this and talk about this a lot at TV Guide, Michael, who have already cut the cord with television in a traditional way and just watch everything online.
Yeah, and that's actually one of DirecTV's complaints with Viacom is that Viacom was putting too much online, that you could watch Jon Stewart online instead of watching on satellite or on cable. And at some point, people really are going to say, you know what, I just don't need to subscribe to the satellite anymore. So that was one of their big beefs. And that's an ongoing debate.
Here's one of our callers.
What's up, Kevin and Dave? This is the one calling. And I'll let you know that some of the channels on DirecTV went off the air for right now. I'm really upset. I'm really confused, and I'm
Dewan is at least 90210 will still be on the air. She's still on DirecTV.
You so. Really do listen.
You really do. That
it doesn't
me.
Affect the CW, so he's fine. Businessweek.com had an article this morning quoting somebody from DirecTV that said, there has been some progress. We are getting closer. If you had to guess, Michael, when will this be resolved?
I think it should be within the next week or so. These things never last too long. I am a little surprised that this one lasted as long as it did, but I think part of the thing is it's summertime, and so there's less pressure to get this resolved quickly. But these things always have a way of ending, and that's one of the things that DirecTV has been telling people. Like, hey, you can switch from DirecTV to another service, but all services are running into these problems, and eventually whatever subscription you have, you're going to have this problem.
By the way, I saw an article yesterday, maybe even was with TV Guide. The ratings, I mean, MTV has lost, what, 40% of its ratings since this thing began?
Yeah, and then Nickelodeon's down 30%, so it's actually helping the competition. Disney Channel just had their best week or second best week ever because Nickelodeon was off DirecTV. So the other networks are saying, yeah, you know, take your time.
Take your time.
All right, well, I'm glad we had you on. I am encouraged to hear that you think that they will settle this soon. I certainly hope so.
These things never last forever, although the AMC Dish TV thing is going on for a lot longer than anyone expected.
Yeah, but, and the G4 thing, too, is for a lot longer than people expect.
I don't think that'll come back.
No, I mean, the unfortunate thing is G4 is too low-rated a network for them to make any real progress on that, but it's you know, we're still talking, in this case, MTV, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central. They've got to come back.
I agree.
Michael Snyder is the TV Guide Magazine LA Bureau Chief, TVGuide.com, of course, FranklinAvenue.net, and you can follow Michael on Twitter, as I do, at Franklin Avenue. Thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Don't feel like you need to sing along. I think they're fine without you.
I used to know somebody.
Hey, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. I'm not sure why now, here on the world famous K-Rock.
Because of my singing.
Brad Williams filling in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat coming up in a few minutes, and he'll have details on the Coachella cruise just announced yesterday. If your lifelong dream has always been to hit the open seas with the band Pulp, you're going to have your chance to do it. That'd be a weird dream to have.
Sure.
But at least you can. Also, Donald Faison is going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. Of course, very funny actor and comedian. Here's an interesting article I came across on the Huffington Post this week that kind of caught my attention because I am sort of in this situation now. It is it's not a close friend.
Do it!
But somebody that I know well enough that I would entertain the idea of telling her that her husband is having an affair on her. But I don't know that I should. And I don't know that it's any of my business, and I kind of feel like I should keep my nose out of it because I'm not that close to them. Mm-hmm. But it's still a very uncomfortable thing to walk around kind of knowing, especially when you're hanging out with her or both of them. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Does he know you know?
No.
Do you hang out with... Oh, okay. I was going to say, do you hang out with him and the cheater?
No.
Okay.
No, but I know the cheater. I mean, it's just weird. It's a weird situation.
Are you the cheater?
I am not the cheater. I'm definitely not the cheater. Checking. It is weird when stuff like this comes up, and this whole article is basically, this article was written for ladies in a situation where you've got a girlfriend and the husband is cheating, and it goes through the various things you need to think about before you confront them, before you have that conversation where you say, listen, I know this is going to be hard for you to hear, but your husband is cheating on you. And I guess the question that we're putting out there that we want your input on is, is it your place to tell somebody if their significant other is having an affair? Should you be the one to break that bad news to them? Or should you sit back and go, look, she'll find out on her own. Or maybe she already kind of suspects and it's not for me to put her over the top. Or I don't want to be the messenger who brings the bad news and screw up our friendship. I mean, there's a lot of concerns that you have to have before you go into those waters.
Just walk in the house and say, how's the girlfriend? Wife.
Well, Kevin, you had this happen to you. Excuse me, Lisa. I'm sorry. Kevin, you had this happen to you a couple years back, right?
Yeah, and I knew both of them. I knew guy and girl. And I was friends with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And which one was cheating?
One of them.
All right.
And a lot. It wasn't just a little. It was a lot.
With a lot of different people?
Yes.
Okay,
so it was the guy. All right.
Obviously.
So I know. And they're getting married.
Oh, no.
Now, that's the ultimate, like, pressure situation where if you're going to say something, you should say it before they get married.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I think that does up the stakes in terms of your responsibility to get in there and mess with it.
Yeah, I don't think there's a blanket policy necessarily. It really does depend on the situation.
But I feel like Bean did, which is, it's none of my business. I just need to stay out of this. It might end very, very poorly, but that's on him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Did they get married?
Oh, yeah.
For how long?
4 months.
Oh, no. And then was it discovered that he was cheating and that's what broke it up?
Pretty much. Yeah.
So having seen the way it played out, do you wish now that you had stepped in and maybe stopped it from getting to that point?
Again, I don't know that that's my gig. I mean, because there is always, and I know people are going to laugh at this, but there is always the chance that he's going to fly right.
Right.
Like he's getting it out of his system before he gets married.
And then once he gets married, or maybe a couple of the years down the road, everything's still okay and he realizes how lucky he is, blah, blah, blah. There's still that option.
Right.
Well, if you step in, that option is gone. Now, that option may not be a very, you know, high quality
likely
option.
One.
Right.
Right.
It is very confusing. I had a girlfriend who regularly cheated on her husband. And everybody knew it. And it was very hard for me and my friends to believe that he didn't also somewhere in the back of his mind know it, but thought, she's so much better than anything I could ever get. I'm going to put up with it. And he wasn't our friend, so we didn't ever say anything to him. But I stopped being her friend because I just couldn't respect what she was doing.
And then did you start banging him?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
He's but more my speed.
In my case, let me just bring another qualifying thing into it. And that's that my wife, who was also good friends with the girl, was asking me.
Oh, man.
Point blank
asking
me.
So she was suspecting and really wanted to know.
Yes.
And still you said nothing.
Here was my answer. If I saw anything, I would never say.
Well, that's a yes.
But I haven't seen anything.
But if I did, that's a yes.
Right. I mean, that's my way of saying yes without actually.
But I can say yes.
Without actually, like, because it's none of my business, really. I am friends with both of them, and I did feel bad.
And I'll tell
you. But it's not a mess that I'm making, and I have a lot of messes that I make that I need to clean up. Right? I don't need to jump into the middle of somebody else's messes.
A lot of times the couple will stay together and hate you. That also happens.
And that's what that's one of the things that comes up in this article is that, yes, it's like, you know, you can always make fun of your own parents or your own brother and sister, your own kids or something like that. But God forbid somebody else step into your house and talk bad about somebody in your family. You want to keep it tight. And if somebody else comes in, they're the outsider. And all of a sudden, the people close ranks against the outsider. Yeah. You're absolutely right. That's a fear. And that's one of the things that this article is about. And that's why we thought it might be an interesting topic to hear from you.
But then after they got divorced, I nailed her.
1-800-520-1067. If you are friends with someone and you know that they are being cheated on, what do
cheating.
You do?
Or they're
cheating, do you tell their person? But
right.
I mean, I think your loyalty is to the person you're friends with, I think, in most
Correct.
Cases,
but
right?
But what I'm saying is I was friends with the cheater
and the
cheaty, but, you know, how do you decide whether to get involved or not? Seems ugly, seems like I don't want any part of it.
What do you do? And again, we'll take your calls, toll-free 1-800-520-1067. And I guess part of it has to do with how close you are to the people involved. Like, Lisa, if it were your sister, for instance, I think you'd have a much different reaction to what your response would
you'd
be than if it was just a friend.
To. You'd have to.
Yeah, absolutely would.
All right, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. We'll take your calls next.
Donald Faison in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and Brad fills in for Ralph on the Showbiz Beat. That's coming up right now. We're talking about cheaters, talking about should you tell your friend if they are being cheated on? That's the question at 1-800-520-1067. Seth writes in, one of my best friends was dating this chick who got around. He didn't want to believe it. Well, I walked into a restaurant and I caught her in the act. I called my buddy on my phone. He asked me to walk up to her and hand her the phone while he was on the line.
Wow.
I didn't hear the conversation, but she lied and tried to say it was a family member, even though I had seen them making out before I called. She handed me back the phone, started crying, then ran out. Friendship for the win. So apparently he did the, at least it sounded like it, he was happy with the decision to go ahead and tell.
I had somebody tweet me that you should do it anonymously. Leave a note on a car. So that somehow it doesn't get you involved in the situation.
Right.
That's interesting.
Let's talk to Robert, who had this very same situation, and perhaps an outcome that none of us would see coming. Hi, Robert. Hello,
Robert.
Robert.
You're on. Go.
I think I have everything right.
There he is.
There he is.
Hi, Robert.
Robert, can you hear us okay?
Hey, party people.
Hi.
What happened to you, dude?
So me and my girl, we have a mutual friend, we had went out and I had seen her boyfriend trying to pick up on girls. I never said anything, but after I seen it a couple times and he had, like, you know, confided in me and told me the things that he was doing, I had told my girlfriend and she had decided that we'd sit her friend down and let her know what we had saw, and we told her what was going on. They went through whatever they went through. I guess she confronted him and told him, and he came up with a lie, I guess, or
confessed or whatever, but they're still together. So
they're still together.
Well, are you guys still friends?
The girl is actually a friend of my girlfriend, but we became friends because I know her. So, and then she ended up dating this guy, and he came into the picture. So I didn't know him.
This article that prompted the whole discussion in the Huffington Post, by the way, said you need to know that most women stay even after an affair. Most women will stay in the relationship, which I think is interesting. So I say that because if people are afraid, hey, if I tell her they'll break up and it'll be awful, it's not always. Sometimes it heals.
It's also a very different thing to have one versus many, right. I would imagine.
And if they have kids. I mean, a lot of times they do. They get therapy and stuff, and they actually have a better relationship at the end of it all.
Let's talk to Amber. She's on line 5. Sounds like she's going through this right now, so maybe she can fill us in. Amber, thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, dear?
Good morning.
Hi.
I was calling because my best friend since junior high, we've known each other for, 15 years. And, she's been actively cheating on her boyfriend for probably the last 6 or 7 years.
Now this is your best friend that's doing the cheating.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm guessing you didn't tell.
No, absolutely not. No way. I mean, I've known her forever. She's like family. And I guess she's also a terrible person.
How do you look the other way? Do you just go, it's not my business, I'm just staying out of it? Because, what's your rationale?
Yes, I absolutely agree. It would be such a huge mess if I said anything to him. She would probably never speak to me again. She would lose everything with him. And I mean, I hardly see him, so I guess that's kind of how I rationalize, like, well, I don't have to see you that often.
You
so.
Care about her a lot more than him. That makes a big difference,
well,
I imagine.
Yes, yeah.
That makes
absolutely.
Sense. But what's her reason for cheating for 6 years?
Fun.
They have Party. Not so great of a relationship. And, he doesn't treat her that well, so she kind of just figures, well, you don't treat me great, so I'll just...
So he had it coming. Well, you've decided he deserves it.
Yeah,
I like
exactly.
it. Amber's like, yeah, go get more men.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Jennifer, by the way. She's on line 6. She told her friend that her husband was cheating. Let's find out how that worked out. Jennifer, thanks for calling. What happened?
So all of our friends knew that my friend's husband was cheating on her.
Okay, so now wait. So your friend is the one being cheated on.
Yes.
Very different.
My friend was being cheated on by her husband.
All right.
And we all, it was all kind of hearsay, and so nobody had any concrete proof, and so nobody said anything until one day she came to me and said, well, I went to the doctor and found out I caught something. Mm. And so at that point, I kind of had to say, well, this is what everybody's talking, this is what everybody kind of knows, that we know that he's been cheating on you, and, she kind of blew up at all of us, why didn't you say something? But it's a hard thing if you don't have concrete proof.
It is,
It is, but, didn't you sort of feel really, really bad that you could have prevented an STD if you had said something ahead of time?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but he might have just lied, and she would have believed him. That happens, too, if you don't have any proof.
Not having proof. I think not having proof, you can't.
I agree.
Well, and here's the thing. This particular person, if you even give her the tiniest bit of a shadow of a doubt, she's going to take it and blow it up. And so if I had said something and I was wrong,
right,
then I would have wrecked her marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and your friendship, too. Yeah.
Yeah, she ended up divorcing him and everything and marrying somebody new. But it was, I felt really crappy that I hadn't said something sooner. So, if I had concrete proof, I would have.
Right.
Especially because of the outcome.
Yeah.
But, in the end, she ended up leaving him anyway.
Wow. So just because he cheated on her and brought her home an STD, she left him? Your friends are uptight, Jennifer.
Why doesn't she take a hit and just go easy?
Mellow out. For the team, right?
Mellow out, for God's sakes.
Thanks very much for the call, Jennifer. All right, we're going to have to leave it there. But overwhelmingly, by the way, on the email that I'm getting, people are just saying, stay out of it. You don't want the drama, not your problem.
That's my feeling as well.
Count on your friends. That's what I know.
Brand new, No Doubt, on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. That's called Settle Down. Nice summer song, Brad was just saying.
I like it. Makes you want to party, get out on the beach, dance a little bit. It's good.
You can see the video for that at krock.com, the brand new video. First No Doubt video and song in 11 years. Check it out at krock.com.
Wow.
Kevin, are you eating? What's going on there? Are you eating?
No, not now. Not right this second.
Good times for comedians here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Russell Brand joins us tomorrow. Donald Faison coming up right after the top of the hour. And our friend Brad Williams is in studio right now. Brad, of course, Woo-hoo. Is filling in for Ralph Garman. Where are you playing? What's the next show for you, Brad?
The next Southern California show would be August, I think it's 9th and 10th. At the Pasadena Ice House.
Our people Fantastic. Don't plan that far ahead.
You know.
Go see Brad. He is here filling in for Ralph. And big news for Coachella that kind of came out of the blue yesterday. What's going on?
That's right. As we know, Coachella used to be one weekend. Then they expanded it to two weekends. Now they thought, why even limit it just to land? We're going to do Coachella on a boat.
Thank you. The music has been established. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Well, he just wanted to make it get to the part where it said "shout a," because he thought that would go well with me. So, good job, Kevin. I appreciate
that. Smart.
Good accident. Wow. Good accident. I was one of those too. Anyway, moving on. Coachella Cruise. That's right. It's going to be two weekends in December, December 16th through 19th to the Bahamas, and then December 19th. Through 23rd to Jamaica, man. That's right.
Smoke, 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 smoke. I was on the beach in Jamaica one time. Smoke, 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 smoke. That often, the entire time.
All right.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah, it's the two separate weekends, but it will have the same lineup both weekends. The bands include Pulp, Hot Chip, Girl Talk, DJ sets from James Murphy, DJ Harvey, and my personal favorite DJ, DJ Z-Trip. He is unbelievable. Reservations can be made at ss.coachella.com starting July 21st at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And they
will
promise,
Glenda be there?
I believe Glenda is performing. And they promise to offer the authentic Coachella experience, sun, drinks. Lindsay Lohan passed out backstage.
Good.
It's going to be just like the real Coachella.
You have to be really dirty. They should put one porta potty on the whole boat.
Absolutely, for a true, authentic Coachella experience. All right, moving on to... I did this story last hour. I'm doing it again because I love this story. It is so good. Rush Limbaugh, famed conservative talk show host, has a very popular radio show. He is claiming that this summer's biggest movie, one of the summer's biggest movies, which comes out this week, Dark Knight Rises... Going to be a great movie. Everyone's hopping on board, trying to match themselves with it, trying to attach themselves to the project.
Does he think the word dark is somehow negative? Is that what he's going with?
Well, that's for a completely different reason. Okay. You could ask Donald Faison about that in about
How
2 seconds. Anyway, but he is claiming that the liberal media, that the Obama administration infiltrated the project, The Dark Knight Rises, and named the villain Bane to make people start to hate Mitt Romney. Now, the tie-in there is that Mitt Romney used to be the CEO of a company called Bain Capital.
Obviously.
Obviously. Thank you, Lana Del Rey. And, yeah, so they think that that people will see Bane, associate that with evil, then see Mitt Romney, and then associate him with evil.
Really?
That's what he's claiming.
I know, but really?
But he, as Kevin pointed out earlier, Rush Limbaugh, whether you like him or not, is obviously a very smart man and a very sure. bright broadcaster. He can't believe that anyone will take this seriously. It's so outlandish. He has to be doing it just because, well, look at us. We're talking about Rush Limbaugh for the first time in a while.
Yeah, you know what? If he's doing that, it's working because people are talking about it. But I just think he should take it a step further. Why just talk about The Dark Knight Rises? Why not go off on the other movies that have a liberal agenda?
Okay.
Like
you
what?
Know, I tell you, my friends, do not see the movie The Avengers. The Avengers has a liberal agenda. Thor is an illegal alien. And they don't kick him out of the country. He should have gone through the proper channels to become a resident. They should not offer him amnesty, but no. They should build a super Thor fence between us and Asgard. That's what they should do. Yeah, do that. Iron Man, ladies and gentlemen. Tony Stark, billionaire. Yet he has to take care of all the other Avengers. The rich are taking care of the poor. That's what the liberals want you to believe, my friends. Don't go see The Dark Knight, Avengers, or Iron Man.
That's buzzkill.
Just dumb.
And as you pointed out last hour, Brad, Bane has been around for 20 years as a Batman villain in the comics. So it's hardly something that was created just for whatever political reason Mr. Limbaugh says.
Where's the outrage there?
That's what I agree. And one last story. Halle Berry was actually rushed to the hospital last night.
Oh, no.
She was shooting a fight scene while on the set of the movie The Hive. And apparently she hit her head on a concrete wall.
Ouch!
But she was sent to the hospital only as a precautionary measure. And she was cleared. She's okay. Don't worry. Halle Berry has good head.
Good to hear.
It's nice. Okay. It's absolutely okay. So she's fine. So we can rest easy. It'll be good.
I don't want you guys to accuse me of being creepy, but seriously.
Creepy.
What's better than being a paramedic? You get the 911 call to head to the movie set. You show up and it's Halle Berry and she's unconscious. I mean, what's better than that?
You know, there are
creepy alert, creepy alert, creepy alert, creepy alert.
Other people around.
Bean's van was reportedly parked outside the set that
day. White van with no windows.
I'm just saying.
Hallie, does this smell like chloroform to you? Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everyone. Actor James Brolin, 72 years old. Virgin owner Richard Branson, 62. Now, he's not actually a virgin. Allegedly.
Oh, okay.
He owns the company Virgin Air.
He's the guy who wants to send us into space, right? That's his latest thing, is you pay the big money and he'll take you into space.
Absolutely. I think it's actually he takes you inside Kesha's head. Space.
A lot of space.
Exactly. TV personality Wendy Williams is 48. Actor Vin Diesel is 45. M.I.A. Rapper M.I.A. is 37. And Kristen Bell. From Gossip Girl, Veronica Mars, various movies, is 32 years old today. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and I pitter patter on the showbiz.
Bean's Death Corner on the show today. Also, our friend Adam Carolla joins us later on. And what's going on with the bear who's terrorizing Glendale? That story later this hour as well. First, though, Donald Faison joins us in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
What up?
Donald, of course, is one of the stars of the series The X's, now starting its second season on TV Land, best known for all those years on Scrubs.
Yeah.
How are you, man? What's going on?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm so glad that we had you in today. I was just telling Dave, the King of Mexico, off air, because I know you're a hardcore, lifelong Knicks fan. I mean, I know that's your team. You grew up there, right down there by the guard. You've been following them since you were a little kid.
Yeah.
Last night, it was revealed that Jeremy Lin is out. He's a Houston Rocket. That must drive you crazy.
Nah, I don't care. He should have never signed a deal with Houston in the first place. See you later, Jeremy Lin.
Really?
Absolutely.
You're glad
to see him go, but I think he's an idiot. He should have just stayed in New York and been like, you know what? I want to be a Knick. There are so many possibilities with me being a Knick. But, you know, Houston's a great market for Asian Americans. And so, you know, I'm sure he's just looking at the money there. But he could have made history as a Knick.
What happened? What was the problem? I mean, did New York not make him a competitive offer?
No. Well, you know, I don't think they wanted to match the last year. The third year was something like $15 million for one season. And he hasn't proven himself yet. He's had a great, you know, 20 games. But he hasn't proven himself as a full season player, you know,
right.
He had an opportunity to come back and play in the playoffs and decided to sit out and hold and wait for the money, which any smart person would do. But, you know, most NBA players who are good don't do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like Kobe wouldn't do that.
No.
But the thing about a guy like Lin is he's so young and so raw. We don't know what he's going to end up being. He could end up being a great player. We just don't know.
But
right?
He could also end up being worthless.
Yeah, he could end up being the worst player on the team, too. He'd never been scouted before. Nobody ever seen him play. He sat the bench in Golden State. You know, he was barely, he got a shot to play for New York, and he seized his opportunity, and then, you know, he went and signed with Houston.
Was that 20 games where we all had Linsanity, was that the most fun you had as a Knicks fan in a long, long time, though, when
in
they
like
were playing
years.
Him and
yes.
they were winning?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was
you had an extremely long downtime as a Knicks fan.
Since Patrick Ewing, we haven't been that good. You know, we've made the playoffs a couple of times.
Did you think with Carmelo Anthony that it would turn around? Because he seems to be kind of a dividing figure, as far as I can tell.
Well, he wasn't a dividing figure until Lin showed up. though.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? It wasn't a bad situation. Nobody really thought Carmelo was a bad guy until Lynn showed up, but not everybody knows that he's the one that got Lynn the spot.
Oh, okay.
You know, he put Lynn in the game. He went to coach D'Antoni and was like, play the kid.
Wow.
As a New Yorker and a guy who has had to live in Los Angeles for a number of years because of your occupation, are you able to root for Los Angeles teams too, or do you hate them all because you're still all Knicks?
No, I like Kobe. You know, I think for a really long time, Kobe was a lot of fun to watch. And I like Chris Paul, but I'll never be a Laker or a Clipper fan.
You can't if you're a Knicks fan. I mean,
I can't ever do it.
It's not possible.
No, it's just not. It's not happening. It's not. And the Clippers have sucked for a long, long time, I can't do it.
Yeah. You grew up wanting to play ball? Was that the early dream for Donald Faison, was being an athlete like so many kids?
Yeah, I mean, baseball, basketball. I wanted to play one of those sports growing up. I thought, you know, I had a shot.
That's before you realized you could be an actor.
And then when I realized I could be an actor, I was like, forget all of that.
Forget that. I don't have to work out now.
Right. All that running was for nothing.
How'd you get into show business, Donald?
My parents were in theater, I should say. They were a part of a theater ensemble in Harlem, USA, the National Black Theater. And so they would do shows every night, and I would have to go there and watch the shows because we didn't have a babysitter. And, you know,
them on stage was your babysitter?
Pretty much. Well, you know.
Did they ever stop and say, Don, yeah, stop
well,
that?
My dad played the piano, and he could play with one hand. So there would be times where I would be in the audience making, you know, making noise or being
fart noises with your arm.
And he, you know, look up and point. I can't do it on the radio, but he'd look up and point at me and be like.
While playing?
Yeah, while playing. You better sit your butt back down. Sit your butt back down.
That's awesome.
So then you got the acting bug a little bit. Did they start taking you on auditions? Did you start with commercials or what?
Yeah. When I was, there was an open call for an agency, Abrams Artists, which was a really big agency in New York at the time. And they were having an open call for kids to come in and, you know, I went in and they saw something in me, I guess, and they sent me out on an audition and I got the part. And I thought that was it. I was like, oh, I'm on my way. It's on and popping. I didn't work for like 3 years after that. But
I bet that's normal. I bet you get one gig and you go, okay, now
you're hooked.
Yeah.
I'm going to just continue to build.
It's a jump start. I'm about to be a star.
And what a mind screw that has to be. It's just got to freak you out.
Yeah, well, it doesn't freak you out. It's like a crackhead having cracked the first time.
You gave
it's
me
like,
a little taste, and now
and
I can't,
get enough. And now you won't pay me, and now you won't give me no more, right?
Were you really on Sesame Street?
I was.
Really?
Yeah.
How old were you?
17.
What'd you get to do?
I got to hang out with Big Bird. I got
17. Like when you're 17, do you want to brag about being on that show?
I did, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did it work?
No, it didn't. I got laughed at.
That's why I wouldn't tell anyone. What show are you on? Just a TV show.
Yeah. I came out to Los Angeles for like some audition, right? They flew me out and I was in the waiting room and it was kind of intimidating because there were all these LA kids out here, you know, ready to audition for the part.
That have already auditioned 20,000 times in their last year.
Right. But I get there and they're like, and you know, everybody's talking about, yo, you know, I did a guest spot on Saved by the Bell or I did a guest spot on whatever or whatever. And I was like, yeah, well, I'm on Sesame Street, so there. And I remember everybody's face like, so?
I'm always fascinated with the early years of actors. And, I mean, you know, God bless you. When you get the bug, you don't give up. I mean, it's a tough way to go with so much competition. Work is so hard to come by. What was the gig that you got that kind of put you over the top that really kind of got you on the path toward being the Donald Faison we know now?
Clueless. Wasn't for Clueless, I don't think
you don't get Scrubs then?
Yeah, I don't get Scrubs. I don't get anything if it wasn't for. I would still be a New York actor. I'd still be living in New York.
So Clueless
was in my mom's house.
If you weren't still acting, you'd still live at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
That all didn't sound too bad, except for when you said at my mom's house, I saw your face drop.
Yeah, well.
And you still have people who come up to you and talk about the Clueless TV show, right? I mean, that's still something people love you from.
Yeah, it's weird, man. Like,
you got to be the guy from Scrubs, though. I mean, that's got to be the big
thing. Yeah, sometimes I'll get Turk, but mostly I'll get from adults. I get
Sesame Street.
Yeah, absolutely.
You do?
No,
no. No way.
I get a lot of Clueless. Clueless!
What do people hope to accomplish when they shout like that?
They hope I turn around, I guess.
I guess. No. Was there ever a point in Scrubs when you went to the directors and said, or the owners, the showrunners, how gay is this going to get with Zach Braff?
No, I never did. I never did. No, I realized we had something there. I was like, let's go with it.
Yeah. Look, that was that friendship between those two doctors was the heart and soul of the show. There was a lot of other stuff, a lot of other characters, a lot of other plot lines, but that's what people love the most about it. I'm guessing anyway. It's just you don't see that very often. Two guys who are like so in sync, and I'm not suggesting you were in sync. I'm just saying,
right.
I'm just saying you guys as characters. I mean, that was a beautiful friendship. And by the way, as I understand. A real life friendship as well, right? You guys are still buddies. Yeah,
he's my best friend, man. It's weird to say that my best friend. I starred on a television show with my best friend.
That is weird. Yeah. But you didn't know him before the show?
I never met him before the show. Yeah,
lucky,
crazy,
fantastic.
There's so many stories. I'm sorry. I just want to say there's so many showbiz stories where they meet somebody and they look like they're best friends on the TV show, and then later you go, nah, he's a dick.
Right. I hear. Yeah.
Well, that's the story that Zach tells.
No, he doesn't. He better not. I'll beat his ass.
Donald Faison is here on the Kevin Devine Show. We're going to talk about his latest show, which is in its second season on TV Land. It is called The X's. It airs Wednesday nights. That means tonight at 10:30. More with our guests right after this on the Kevin Devine Show. Actor Donald Faison in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show from the X's TV Land, Wednesdays, 10:30.
Can't wait till I get home, man. I'm going to set my TiVo for 10:30 on TV Land and DirecTV, and I'm going to nail that show.
Wait.
Huh?
You said DirecTV?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's what I have, DirecTV. What? What's wrong with that?
If you got DirecTV, you can't watch the show. Viacom and DirecTV got beef.
Oh, come on.
They do. They're beefing right now.
They need to stop beefing.
You think they do.
Do you believe they'll stop before 10:30 tonight?
I hope that would be great if they did. That would be wonderful. If at 10:30 they were like, you know what? The beef's over. Play the X's.
I apologize that I have not yet seen the X's. Have I been missing out on a great show? Tell me the truth.
You've missed out on a great show, yeah. It's myself, Wayne Knight, Kristen Johnson, David Allen Bache, and Kelly Stables.
Newman.
Yes.
Okay.
And Kristen Johnson from Third Rock from the Sun.
She's awesome.
Yeah. Kelly Stables was on 2.5 Men for a while. Okay. And David Allen Bache was on a show called Starter Wives for a while as well. So anyway, it's a great cast. We have a lot of fun. It's about three divorced guys living in an apartment together. Their landlord, or landlady, I should say, is their divorce attorney. And that's played by Kristen Johnston.
All three of your divorce attorneys?
No, she's our one divorce attorney who messed up our divorce so bad. Yeah, all three divorces.
Oh,
so
that's
bad
why you have to live together?
That we're living together, yeah. Three successful men who are now broke living in an apartment together.
That's pretty funny.
That is funny. And she is a comedic force of nature, this Kristen Johnson, right?
Yeah,
she's crazy good.
She's amazing, yeah. She's amazing.
Isn't she a giant, though? Isn't she like 8 feet tall?
Not 8 feet. I would say about 6 feet, but
yeah,
pretty close.
She's a big lady.
Yeah, she's tall.
Does she wear heels just to make you look small?
Yeah, well, whenever she wears heels, yeah.
Does it make you look small?
Yeah, I really do. Like, there are times where I'm like, man, I really wish you didn't wear the heels today. We
you
got all of this press today, and you put on the heels, huh?
Now, you, did you take some time off after Scrubs, or were you one of those guys who goes crazy if you're not working and you couldn't wait to get back on another show?
Man, I got four kids. I can't take time off.
Oh, my God.
You got four kids?
Yeah,
you don't look that fertile.
Yeah, well.
He does to me.
I'm pretty.
Is that bad?
No, it doesn't. It's not bad at all.
Right, tell us the ages.
My oldest is 16.
Yeah.
I have twins. They're about to be teenagers, 13, and then I have an 11-year-old.
Oh, you're so screwed. No wonder you want to stay out of the house.
Well, no, I'm not married to their moms anymore, so it's all good.
Okay.
We're all good. Yeah, but
so he's out of the house permanently, Kevin. Yeah. He's worked that out.
Sorry.
Somebody's been divorced before, I think.
Haven't we all?
You never meet somebody who's like, man, I really wish my marriage would have worked out, man. I miss everything about what I had before I got divorced. You never hear that. Anytime you talk to somebody like, you're divorced, yeah, I got out of that.
That's a great point.
I'm alive. That's all that matters.
That's funny.
But that brings us back to the X's.
Yes. Exactly. So what do we know? What do you love about your character? Besides the comedic premise of you guys are all broke and have to live together because of this attorney, what do you love about who you play on the show?
I play a ladies' man on the show. My character's been hurt in his marriage. His wife, ex-wife, cheated on him. Mm-hmm. And so now he's trying to, you know, dull the pain by dating every woman in New York City.
All right. Oh, that's so sad for you as an actor.
Huh? I know. I hate it so bad. I'm really trying to get Alba on the show.
Jessica Alba, yeah.
You know, but
yeah,
I don't think...
Yeah, I'd be
involved
in casting a lot if I were you.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen. But, you know, it's weird to finish the show and then walk off and... My fiance standing there like, so, yeah. Good show tonight. It's just acting, baby.
It was all right. I didn't feel that good about it, you say.
How's TV Land treating you? Do you have to do whatever Betty White tells you to do over there?
Yeah, and you know what's crazy is Betty White is always... I lost my joke. Anyway. Betty White's awesome. TV Land's great. It's a great network to be on. They really want their shows to succeed. They're very involved, which is good. You know,
you have to date Betty White on the show. That has to be one of your dates.
I would love to date Betty White.
That would be
awesome.
That would
be hilarious.
That would be so awesome.
And you should walk through the door and go, nailed it.
Yeah, totally nailed it.
But then you have to break up with her because she demands too much sex. I mean, that would be a hilarious.
That would be so great. That would be great.
I can't keep up with her. She's every night. She's on top of me. I need a break.
Oh, you got to take that to the writer's room. See if they can make it work. Be a crossover episode between you and Hot in Cleveland.
That would be great. Yeah, like the ladies come to New York, or I go to Cleveland to. My character's a sports agent on the show, so
there you go.
So we go to Cleveland to, you know, sign a basketball star in Cleveland.
It doesn't matter why.
Whatever.
There'll never be another basketball star in Cleveland, by the way.
Poor Cleveland.
You go to console Cleveland sports fans. That's what you go.
That's what I go. I fall in love with Betty White.
Yes.
Done. I love it. You got to do that. We got to make that happen. That sounds very funny.
Let's make that happen.
Can you make it happen tonight?
On the show that we won't see?
Well, is that a little tight?
I was going to wait until DirecTV and Viacom settle their differences, and then we'll make it happen.
I got you. Okay.
TV Land tonight at 10:30. If you don't have DirecTV, please watch Donald Faison's show. It is called The X's. What time are you going to Batman on Friday? You told us you're a huge movie fan before we go. You got your plans already?
I got 4:15 tickets.
Nice.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, that's going
to
be so
somebody
good.
Somebody has to. Listen, did you see The Avengers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that one of the best superhero movies?
One of the best
movies
ever.
Right?
Yeah.
I think Batman might trump it.
Man, that's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, right? Yeah. But I feel like Dark Knight might beat it, man.
I like the darkness of the Dark Knight a lot more. The Avengers was that had a lot of conflict,
fun.
But it was comic book. It was kind of happy up. Yeah. I like the dark mood of the Dark Knight. Yeah. I like that a lot.
I'm afraid something bad's going to happen at
it
the
is.
End. Dude. I'm afraid.
You know something bad's going to happen.
I read the comic. I'm scared.
Well, now that we know what a movie buff you are, we have to have you back on from time to time to do some talking with us.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, we got a movie review guy when he's off and stuff. Maybe you'll be our fill-in movie guy. That'd be fun.
So. I would love to talk dirt on bad movies.
It's great to finally have you in here, Donald. We very much enjoyed it. Please watch The X's 10:30 on TV Land every Wednesday night. We appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Destination number 3, the K-Rock Road Trip USA 2012. Grand prize drawing is going to be Friday morning. We're sending you, K-Rock listener, to Lollapalooza in Chicago. You can qualify all this week by listening to The Kevin and Bean Show and throughout the day on K-Rock to win your tickets for the Black Keys at Staples Center on October the 6th. And then we might call you on Friday to give you the good news. You can get all those details at krock.com.
It's a weird story. You don't see this very often, but a black bear has been visiting Glendale a lot. A black bear, 400
really?
Pounds.
You're seeing it more and more often as there are fewer and fewer places for bears to go, but it's bad news usually when a bear shows up in your neighborhood. If you got a bear like going through your trash in your backyard, that's not good. That's not good for anybody.
It doesn't seem good. And then when people saw the bear, they called the authorities and they came and they tranquilized it and sent it back out into the wild. But it seems to keep wanting to come back to Glendale.
I think Glendale's its
home.
It's a nice place to live.
Yeah.
I think this bear realizes that there's food and it kind of has the lay of the land. So they keep tranquilizing it and dropping it back off in the middle of the Angeles Forest. And then he keeps finding his way back. I mean, they saw him this most recent time on Sunday, I guess. And because he's in Glendale, he is being called Glenbarian, which I think is hilarious, by the way. That's the name that everybody has given him. He's very, very popular with the community there. And I believe producer Dave has lined up the Glendale Bear to talk to us here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Glenbarian, how are you?
Hey, bro. What's happening, bro? How you doing, my friend? Huh?
We're good. How are you?
Oh, you know how it is. A life of Armenian player. It's a little bit tough, but you know I get by, huh?
Certainly, yes. You are also.
By the way, before we get started, you need D-Lab. You like BlackBerry, huh? You like BlackBerry iPhone? What you guys? Yeah, Android, huh? Baby?
iPhone, if you don't mind.
Oh yeah, I give you good deal, huh? My cousin, my cousin Vache Maserli, and he give you good deal. Come down to a shop. Huh? What do you say?
You have bear cousins that are around.
I have many bear cousins, and I have good. My cousin Razmik, Alexis Boyajian, my cousin Vache Maserli, and like I said, he owns shop in Glendale. Give you good deal. Right. Huh? What cell phone you need, huh?
How? Why Glendale? How come you've decided Glendale's where you need to stay?
Everything I do it, for Glenn.
You are so popular that you are being called the future mayor of Glendale by some. You also, somebody, maybe it's you, I don't know, is running a Twitter account as the Glendale Bear with over 24,000 followers right now.
That's how I do it, bro. Next thing you know, 240,000. It just grows like that because, you know, I go out there on Twitter. If I go to disco, whatever I do, you know what I'm saying? I go to Glendale Galleria. I buy up the place. I get my shiny shirt. I get gold chain.
Right.
Everybody knows this is how I live, huh? You want to be a part of it? I understand. That's what it's like, huh, bro?
So it is really you. I mean, we thought maybe it was somebody being funny, but
nobody can mimic me. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure. Glenn Betty and represent. Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, by the way, you guys like cologne? I give you a good deal, huh? You want to go bus?
Not big cologne fans.
Oh, I love cologne, baby.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, Lisa May.
Yes.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I got hair all over my body, not just hairy chest, hair, head to toe.
You are.
Well, that is appealing, I must say.
Represent 818, baby, Glendale.
You can follow the Glendale Bear on Twitter at the Glendale Bear. Authorities, as we mentioned, they keep dropping you back into the Angeles Forest, and they keep saying you're coming back. And they're saying, even though they just did it again on Sunday, they say there's a 50-50 chance you'll be back. So Glendale is where you're going to keep returning to.
Hey, bro, my shop, my bank account, and my heart, they are in Glendale, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You have a bank account?
What's that?
You have a bank account
hey,
as well?
Boy, you don't even know how much money I keep, baby. You know what I'm saying?
How
I go
much?
To the disco, I make it rain. You know what I'm saying, bro? Hey, bro, I was like, every time I come back into Glendale, they shoot me with tranquilizer darts.
They do.
I'm like,
true.
What the heck, man? You know what I'm saying? It's because, like, my girlfriend, Sarah Manukin, you know, we have a duplex. It's nice. Right up front of us. But we have a little bit of problem, huh? She kicked me out of the house. I'm just, you know, maxing, relaxing in the tree, you know, slick back my hair. I'm hanging out. Next thing I know, they shoot me with a tranquilizer dart. I'm like, hey, bro, I don't want to go to no Angeles Forest, bro. You know what I'm
saying?
But
they keep dropping you off and you keep waking up there.
That's right, bro. And I'm like, hey, if you're going to put me in Angeles Forest, at least leave me my BMW, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got new BMW. You guys want BMW?
No.
I give you a good deal, huh?
No, we're good.
Deal, huh? I give you a good deal. We're By the
good.
Way, used to have Mercedes. I like Mercedes. Mercedes good. You know what they say about Mercedes, Lisa
what?
May?
No.
The ladies, they love my Mercedes. But, you know, I step up my game, I get the BMW. It's nice, huh?
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you're handling the fame well. Sounds like you got a good head on your shoulders, good attitude. Just don't eat anybody in Glendale. That's the concern, is that maybe bears plus humans equals bears. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to eat anybody, bro. You know, okay. I am a bear. Listen to me. I'm a bear. Watch. Rawr. Cigarette, bro. Anyway, you know, when I come back into Glendale, I'm just looking for something to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Maybe give me baklava, hummus, tabbouleh, a nice kebab. You know what I'm saying? And next thing you know, they shoot me with that. I say, I just want to be friends. You know what I'm
sure.
saying? Maybe hang out a little bit. I was going to be roadie for System of a Down. Glendale.
All right. Glenn Berrien, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck to you, my friend.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
Comedian Brad Williams in studio with us right now. He is the host of the very popular About Last Night podcast, which you can hear on the Toad Hop Network, toadhopnetwork.com. See him on stage at the Ice House in Pasadena in August. Tickets available now through icehousecomedy.com. Brad, you're
yes,
filling
sir.
In for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday. What's going on?
I'm doing my best. Well, first we will talk about the Coachella cruise. That's right.
Yeah.
Coachella was on land. Now it's on the water. It'll be December 16th through 19th. They're going to the Bahamas. And December 19th through 23rd, they are going to Jamaica, man.
Nice.
Jamaica, man.
I think that taking off from Florida, you're going to have a lot of people on the East Coast in the winter who are going to think, this sounds like a great deal. getting into the sunshine with some of these bands for a few days, why not?
Absolutely. Bands include Pulp, Hot Chip, Girl Talk, DJ sets from James Murphy, DJ Harvey, and DJ Z Trip. Reservations can be made at ss.coachella.com starting July 21st at 10 a.m. Pacific time. I'm pretty sure this thing's going to sell out. So
21st is Saturday.
Yes.
Yes.
So get on board and make that happen.
Yeah! Get on a boat with Coachella!
That'd be weird. That seems like a weird idea, Coachella.
I just think there'll be so many, like, people are going to be so drunk, and the whole Tupac thing, they're going to be, like, envisioning holograms everywhere. Yeah. Like the entire crew. Yeah.
Taking shrooms.
It's going to happen. Chris Humphries is a rich man. Kim Kardashian's ex-husband?
Sort of.
Kinda
husband.
He just signed a $24 million contract with the brand new Brooklyn Nets, formerly New Jersey Nets, now Brooklyn Nets. And Chris celebrated by taking a little stab at Kanye.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now, if you remember, Kanye had that song. I forget what it was called, but the lyrics in the song went, "I'll admit I fell in love with Kim around the same time she fell in love with him. Well, that's cool, baby girl. Do your thing. Luckily, I ain't had Jay drop him from the team."
Right.
In a reference to Jay-Z owning the Nets.
Right.
So Chris tweeted, "I'm up in Brooklyn. Lucky I didn't have Jay drop me from the team."
He's sort of funny. That's it's not angry.
No, it's not angry. Bitter. It's just sort of coming back at him. I think out of all the exes of Kim Kardashian.
And there's a lot.
Mm-hmm. I think Kim's making a new book about her exes called 50 Shades of Black.
Oh, wow.
I'm with Bean.
Wow. But Chris Humphries, I mean, this is such a win for him. Not only is he still in the league, he's a bigger star than he's ever been before. He just got a huge new contract, and he doesn't have to talk to Kim Kardashian. I mean, it's a win-win-win.
Absolutely.
More importantly, any of the other Kardashians as well.
Yeah, and I think this is actually, he's getting paid more than he got paid to marry Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
so
probably.
There you go. So keep on keeping on, Chris Humphries. I approve. And then I've been talking about it all day. Let's bring it back one more time. The Rush Limbaugh story. I can't get enough of this.
It is crazy.
Rush Limbaugh is claiming on his radio show that in the new Batman movie that comes out this weekend, The Dark Knight Rises, if you know about that movie, the villain, the main villain is named Bane. Limbaugh is claiming that the liberal media named the character Bane to get back and make people hate Mitt Romney, because Mitt Romney used to own a company called Bane Capital. People will see the movie, associate the word Bane with being a villain, and then vote for Obama because... I know, it's all this different stuff. And you're just thinking, really?
What about the fact that Bane was in the comics before...
Yeah.
Since when?
I think it was in 1993 Bane debuted, so that's a long time conspiracy theory happening. I don't know. It's just so baffling to me that he thinks that this is true. If he thinks that this is true, I think that he should just keep going. That he should go into other movies.
Take that further?
Absolutely. Green Lantern, my friends. Green Lantern. As we all know, recently, the character Green Lantern is gay. It came out as gay in the comic books.
True.
That means the movie, when that green fist comes out of that ring, pushing the liberal gay agenda onto our conservative friends. That is happening. And also, of course, in the Avengers movie, we all know Thor is an illegal alien. We all know that Thor is an illegal alien. He came over the fence with his hammer. And now he's trying to get a job. I think you could pick up Thor in front of Home Depot and have him work on your yard. Stop it, Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, seriously.
He's got to know this is stupid.
He has to know.
Right?
He's got enough people on that show. Some of them must have, and he probably just said, no,
he's
we're good.
Chuckling.
We're going to do the story anyway. Where's my OxyContin? That's probably what he was on.
It could be.
Celebrity birthdays. Actor James Brolin, 72 years old today. Richard Branson, who owns the Virgin Company. No, Muslims, don't get too excited. It's not that kind of Virgin Company. It's Virgin Airways, Virgin Records. He is 62 years old today. Wendy Williams, 48 years old. Vin Diesel, 45. Rapper MIA is 37. Actress Kristen Bell.
Yes.
32 years old.
She's beautiful.
She is. And I've left this off the celebrity birthdays, but Nelson Mandela is 94.
Wow.
94 years old today.
What does a guy have to do to make your list?
I don't know why I left him on the list. I mean, he was great in Evictus. He was the narrator of March of the Penguins.
Not him.
He's in the new Dark Knight Rises movie.
No, Brad, you're thinking of Morgan Freeman. I know they look a lot alike.
Who played him
but,
in the movie.
Morgan Freeman was him in the movie. Yeah, that's different guys.
Nelson
One's an actor. This is the real guy.
But they said Nelson Mandela was in jail. That was Shawshank redemption, right?
Nope. Still confused. No, we're gonna hook you up with some Wikipedia as soon as you're done.
We've got a flow chart in the other room.
We'll
help you out with
Nelson Mandela, 94. Happy birthday. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and I pitter patter on the showbiz.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 9:09.
I know I can blame myself. I deserve to be disappointed if I'm watching Jay Leno's Tonight Show. Yep. But last night, they got Jessica Biel on. She's talking about this new Total Recall movie. They have her on, and then they keep her over, and they have her on for another segment. I say, good choice, Jay. And then they let her move aside on the couch so they can bring on Carolla.
Nope.
They stopped talking to Jessica Biel so they can bring on freaking Adam Carolla. Jessica Biel is there in the room, still there, available to be interviewed, to be spoken with, to be on my TV front and center. They bring on freaking Carolla.
You just pass on him. You go to the green room and you go, sorry, not tonight.
I like Carolla.
Yeah, happens all the time.
I do too, but you bump Adam Carolla and keep Jessica Biel for the hour, right?
Yes, of course.
Oh, man. Better in person, I got to tell you.
Really?
Did she? I mean,
even better in person?
She was unbelievable looking last night, wasn't she, Adam?
Yeah, well, the thing, too, is the English accent, and, we're talking during the commercial for a little while, and it was just unbelievable. Although, I was brought back to earth by Lionel Richie.
Yes, he was the guest after you.
Hold on, Lionel Richie was after you?
Well, yeah, Lionel Richie. Here's the thing that's weird. When you do those shows, the musical act always goes last.
Right.
No matter what. So remember the first time I did Letterman, like in like 1998 or 99, I called you guys from the airplane and the stewardess was yelling at me.
That's right. Yes.
Hang the phone up.
Right.
James Brown went on after me.
Wow.
And you understand, you guys know I was 18 months away from swinging a hammer in Northridge.
Right.
And I'm on Letterman, and the hardest working man in show business, the Godfather of Soul, he's going after me.
He's following you. You're opening up for him.
Yes. I was like, why is he? But that's how it is. The musical act goes last. In any of these.
But Adam, if Jessica Biel is better in person even than in pictures and on TV, then you do the right thing and refuse to come out.
I should have. Okay. I should have just stood there with my arms folded. Yeah, and that accent is just unbelievable.
And they poured her into that dress, and Adam comes out, by the way. He didn't even talk to Jay. He turns away from Jay and starts talking to Jessica Biel about boners. That's
well,
how the interview began.
An ass full of Jay, but she... And also... You know, I had this weird thought when I was talking to her, and of course she's all done up to the nines and makeup and hair and all that kind of stuff, but when I was talking to her during the commercial, again, ignoring Jay, just turned my ass to Jay and was talking to her, I just remember thinking at some point, I thought, everyone should look like you. Why doesn't everyone look like
well,
you?
Well, we all would like to, but there are a lot of guys who don't look like Tom Cruise. You are one of them, as am I.
Yeah, it's true. I just thought... Why not? Why not just have everyone look like you? It was a weird thought, but...
It's a good idea. I like it.
It just seemed like if you could draw, and you were drawing a woman, that's who you would draw. That's how
it
would work.
That sounds like a chapter in your next book, Adam. Not Taco Bell Material is the current volume, available from Adam Carolla wherever fine books are sold. Of course, you can hear him at adamcarolla.com and through iTunes with a very popular podcast, and see him on stage this Saturday night at the Lovitz with special guest Dov Davidoff. That is going to be $20. Tickets available through adamcarolla.com. It's time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting with three and moving on to number one. First, just got off the road. I was in Houston and San Antonio in July, by the way. And
sweet.
It was hot.
Yeah.
It was crazy hot. And it was crazy humid and crazy hot. And I kept commenting to people, man, it's hot. Man, it's humid. Man, I'm uncomfortable. And they all replied with, this is nothing. And I said, no, I think it's something. And they said, no, this is nothing. You come back in August. And the first thing I thought was, you work for the tourism board? I'm telling you, I'm miserable now. You want me to come back when I'll be more miserable? And by the way, no thank you.
I'm already complaining that it's bad. I do want to come back when it's worse.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get my calendar out. What do you say be the zenith of the discomfort index? You see, like late August, mid-August, when should I come back? I want to get up on kayak there and find out when I can get some cheap flights back here. And should I cover myself completely in aluminum foil? Well, how should I do this? Tyrannosaurus saran wrap, then the foil, or put the saran wrap over the foil? Like, okay, I'm telling you I'm miserable. Stop telling me I'm not miserable. I'm told to my ass crack because I can't feel it anymore. It's drowning in my own sweat. No, this is nothing. This is nothing. Now, who are those people? And then how stupid are they? Because I'm miserable, and you're telling me it's nothing, and you live here full time? Why don't you get the F out of there?
Good point.
Stop
Good
arguing point. With me. Let me be miserable. Could you please let me be miserable? I can't come to your state and be miserable. Speaking of travel, Southwest, a couple, I have a breakthrough idea for Southwest.
Fantastic.
Every Southwest flight is packed. I get on the plane late. I thus get the middle seat.
Of course.
And I sit next to the heavy set dudes. I'm convinced that the average Southwest flyer goes an extra 70 pounds more than the average civilian. Or if you're British, like that's like 6 stone heavier. Because I know you have a pretty big following over there in the UK.
We do in the UK.
And I it's all right with me, but when you're sitting in the middle, you get a lot of dude-on-dude arm contact.
Yeah.
And because a lot of dudes on Southwest look, it's just a short-sleeve button-up shirt is dress attire.
Right.
It's a lot of, like, hairy arm, forearm dude on hairy. It's a lot of dude-on-dude flesh.
Right.
I like this policy. I think it would help with civility. I think it would help with the weird arm cooties. If the flight is more than 3/4 full, dudes have to fly in long sleeves.
How about
that? It is so much easier when you touch a dude's sleeve.
Yeah.
When your long sleeve shirt hits another dude's long sleeve shirt, it's nothing. But when your sweaty, hairy forearm hits his naked forearm, it's a sexual experience. You can't take crack.
I don't see that as a sexual experience, but okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down
oh, yeah.
with the long sleeve shirts.
Oh, no. Oh, hand of God, it is. And let me say this, by the way. Nice job, every other airline. Southwest is now somewhere in the middle of the pack. You guys have done such a horrible job over the last 10 years. Southwest is like, it's like the kid, the fat kid, who didn't lose a pound, but every other kid got fat in the class, and now you all suck as well. I used to hate flying Southwest. I now look forward to flying Southwest, and Southwest hasn't changed in 15 years.
Yeah.
Which means all other airlines now suck. Last but not least, this, and again, it's one of these things I experience when I go out and do the road, or anywhere. Everybody who wants to take a picture now has a digital camera and or a cell phone, and there's this one for safety business.
Yep.
And I ain't down with that one for safety. First off,
you're not down with that.
I'm not down with it. First off, what do I care? I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm getting back on that Southwest flight. I'm going to rub my sweaty forearms against a hairy, sweaty forearm guy. I'm going to be home before you know it. Here's the thing. I miss the wind-up disposable camera that costs like $26 and everything, you know, you got one shot and you moved on because you didn't want to wind the thing. You didn't have the strength to wind the thing. And the other thing is that each picture was like $4.
Yeah, it's too expensive.
Now, yeah, everything's free. And by the way, why do you need one for safety when there's an image of what you just shot being displayed to you?
That doesn't make sense.
You understand I have to do 100% more pictures because every single person wants a second picture for safety.
It must really suck to be a celebrity the size of Adam Carolla.
Oh, the humanity. And all these weird dudes now, like white dudes with dreads, and I got to put my arms around them, and I got the weird smelly pot dread head thing, and oh, let's get another one for safety. Safety what, by the way? What's going to happen? Federal buildings going to explode if this thing doesn't come out? What would be the worst possible scenario?
You don't have a good picture of Adam.
Yeah, let's just call it what it is. Let's get one more because we want to be a pain in the ass.
There you go. That's fantastic. The Adam Carolla Show on iTunes or at adamcarolla.com. Of course, he's in the Guinness World Book of Records as the most downloaded podcast in the world and should be. See him live on stage this Saturday night at the Lovitz at Universal. Tickets available through adamcarolla.com. And buy the new book, which is hilarious, called Not Taco Bell Material. Thanks, Ace. Talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Oh. 106.7 K-Rock.
Retweet.
K-Rock. Right?
It's Kevin and Bean Show at 9:44.
Am I right or am I wrong?
Wow.
You're right, but we're unprofessional at best.
That's true. Hey, Brad Williams is filling in for Ralph Garber today on the Showbiz Beat. Let's hear it for the little man,
yeah!
By the way.
He's done.
Once,
once again, a great job. And Brad, you're hitting the road today, heading out to Ohio for some stand-up, I know, this weekend. But you are going to be back in town next week. We'll see you then. And you're appearing at the Ice House in Pasadena, August 10th and 11th. Tickets available through IceHouseComedy.com. Don't miss Brad's podcast about last night. It's live every Monday from 3 to 4 at ToadHopNetwork.com. And follow him on Twitter at Funny Brad. What's going on this hour, dude?
I don't have to talk anymore. You just said everything about me?
Yeah.
Done. No. But let's talk about showbiz news. That's why I am here. And something that's, I don't think it's ever happened before on RottenTomatoes.com. Rotten Tomatoes, the very famous movie review website, they have shut down all comments for the Dark Knight Rises movie.
Why? What happened?
All.
This is the first time?
I believe this is the first time. I could be wrong,
but
it's the first time. What happened was a few critics, not a lot, but a few movie critics were posting some less than favorable reviews. I think the movie still has an 85% approval rating.
That's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
But some critics did some negative reviews, and the fanboys just went crazy attacking them. They just went nuts. And, like, when nerds swarm, they swarm. That's a lot. Like, that's a lot of nerddom, like, right there. Like, they're not very powerful by themselves, but you pitch up, like, nerds form up and form Nerdtron. Just instead of, it's just, it's insane. And so they suspended.
You don't want a swarm of nerds.
No.
I can tell you that after being in San Diego last week.
Swarm of nerds. Great band.
So basically,
band. Great
people,
band.
Who, people who haven't seen the movie are complaining because they don't like the opinion of the people who have seen the movie. That's what we're talking about here?
Yes. Yeah. But to tell you the truth, I really don't think it matters. The Dark Knight is one of those movies.
Agreed.
Critic proof.
I don't even look at the critics. I don't care what they say.
Why?
Can't wait.
Why would you do it? Yeah. It'd be an awesome movie. It's going to be great. It'll obviously be the number one movie of the weekend.
I don't want to open it up and hear some guy go,
worst episode ever.
And then I'm bummed out.
Absolutely. Coachella Cruz. That's right. There's a post on KRock.com right now that Coachella is expanding to the water. Hallucinations on a boat. All right. Shouty. Yeah. Coachella is doing the Coachella Cruise. It's
going to
be.
Did you just sing Shorty?
Yeah.
Okay. Just
I just sang Shorty. I thought he was shouting out to me. I just figured I should respond. Someone said Shorty. Yes. That's what I do.
My bad.
Two different cruises going to two different locations. They'll have the same lineup on both cruises, but they're two different locations and they're both great. December 16th through the 19th, the cruise is going to the Bahamas. And December 19th through the 23rd, it's going to Jamaica, man. All right. We have fun on the beaches of Jamaica. We go bobsledding, right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, bobsledding. All right. Bands will include Pulp, Hot Chip, Girl Talk, and DJ sets from James Murphy, DJ Harvey, and DJ Z Trip, which is going to be awesome. And I've seen pictures of the boat. They announced the actual boat that they are using. It is a really nice. There's a nice boat. There's a nice boat.
All right.
I think I should go and dress up like Tattoo from Fantasy Island and just.
The boat, the plane, it's all here, boss. All right.
Yeah.
But then the file is a callback problem.
ss.coachella.com is where you can get your tickets starting July 21st at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And it's the story that just keeps on giving. I'm doing it again. It's Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh is claiming that the movie The Dark Knight Rises is an anti-conservative movie because they named the main villain Bane. Bane, of course, also being the name of the company that Mitt Romney used to be in charge of. So he's claiming that people are going to see the movie, see Bane associated with evil, and then not vote for Mitt Romney because of that.
He seems like a smart enough guy to know that's stupid.
It's ludicrous.
Right, but he knows that, right?
He must know that. Bane, the character Bane came out in 1993. It doesn't have anything to do with it, but
down, Sparky!
He just thinks that this is going to happen. I think it's going to keep going. I think he's going to, if he's going to go this crazy, go full crazy. I think that the movie Captain America also is anti-conservative because the villain in Captain America is Red Skull. We all know red states are where the conservatives are.
Oh,
red
wow.
Skull, red states.
I didn't think about that.
It's a conspiracy, I tell you.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
And the movie Magic Mike. Magic Mike promotes a pro-liberal gay marriage agenda. And once you see the movie Magic Mike, There is no way you cannot fall in love with Channing Tatum.
I'm sorry?
Oh, my goodness. The biceps, the triceps, the abs, the pectorals, the glutes. Oh, sweet Jesus. I'll talk about the glutes. I think Rush is just having too much oxy again, and he's going nuts.
It's very possible.
I saw too much oxy at the tube last night.
they were awesome.
They were not very good.
They were very good?
Sleepy.
Let's get to celebrity birthdays. On this July 18th, actor James Brolin, he used to be married to Barbara Streisand. Or still married.
Still is.
Okay. Still married to Barbara Streisand. Virgin owner and founder Richard Branson is 62 years old today. Wendy Williams is 48. Vin Diesel, 45 years old. Rapper M.I.A. is 37. Kristen Bell.
Oh, Kristen Bell.
By the way, we haven't mentioned this today, but mm-hmm. didn't she used to be a fairly regular guest on the Kevin and Bean Show until somebody got a little bit too creepy and scared her off?
Not my fault.
And for one time in his life, it wasn't Bean. It was Dave. It wasn't me at all. I just know we used to be able to get her on the show, Dave.
Oh, it was us, yeah. I know. Here, let me tell you what happened. Dave decided he wanted to get salt and pepper shakers made. The salt was her, and the pepper was Dave.
They're awesome, too.
Creepy.
Right, creepy, right?
Very creepy.
And all of a sudden, she didn't want to be interested in our show, and I wonder why that could be.
But she never saw them.
Yeah, but you told her about them.
I said I would, but she never knew that I did.
Yeah. You have these salt and pepper shakers, then you can come live with me, and we can play husband and wife.
Just admit it. You ruined it. You ruined our relationship with Kristen Bell, and we're angry about it.
You'll be the knife. I'll be the fork.
She used to come in studio once in a while. Now we can't even get her on the phone because of Dave.
Not my fault.
I think it is his fault. But actress Kristen Bell is 32 today, and Nelson Mandela is 94. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. And I walk the showbiz beat, but it takes me a little while longer.
Thank you, Brad. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. You are pen pals with prisoners.
That's a special kind of woman.
You guys watch that Lockdown on MSNBC?
Yeah. Great show.
They have like 3-day marathons, and I just do meth and stay up and watch all of them. They always have women that write the prisoners, and they always have weddings in the prison. And why?
Because when a woman marries a man in prison, you always know where that guy is.
That's true.
You never have to
know.
By the
way, Lisa, you automatically jump to a conclusion that we're talking about a special kind of woman. What about all of my girlfriends in the jailbait porn series that I write to? What about them? Remember, it goes both ways.
Man. That's true.
Special
it's
is right.
That, right?
We have a brand new internet roundup tomorrow, Batman edition. All Batman stuff. We have tickets for the UFC tomorrow, and we have Dr. Drew on the program tomorrow morning as well. That's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.